but don't make the postseason squad. But I think they're going to be hanging around if Kenny Pickett's good.
It's interesting you bring that up because the Steelers have been pretty adamant that no matter what, Kenny Pickett is not playing this year.
They're lying.
But with the 10-day break, right, and if Trubisky, and look, I thought Trubisky, the Patriots defense played well. He did not challenge them at all. He took the easy way out every time. Yeah. So I would be a little bit surprised if Pickett was playing. But it's tough for me to see him being any worse necessarily than Trubisky's. Even with his rookie growing pains, like, if he's going to keep throwing underneath like Trubisky, that's really not a big difference there. So, look, I just don't think the Steelers are a very good team right now. And I think defensively, they have some good pieces, but they're not a good defense, especially without TJ Watt. So, that's why, to me, again, most boring game of the year contender, but I got to go with the Browns there.
If you look closely at Mike Tomlin on Sunday's game against the Patriots, when the fans are chanting for Kenny Pickett, he's doing it too. He knows they just got to get through this short week Thursday Night Football, and then it's Pickett time. Let's move to the next matchup. You know what? We're going to skip over Houston-Chicago because I love Justin Fields.
That's also a contender for most boring game of the year.
That's why we're going to skip it. Tennessee and Las Vegas. I mean, Josh McDaniels. I just can't believe that this team's not 1-1. The football gods tried so hard to give the Cardinals the game. They still couldn't win it. And then they just finally, you know, were like, here's a Hunter Renfrow fumble for the second time.
Hunter Renfrow had two fumbles, I think, in the last 2 years. And then he fumbled twice on that drive, one of which was taken back for a touchdown. Look, I think the Raiders still are going to be legit. And I think what happened on Sunday is in that second half was terrible, and it was a really big blow. But I think they have too much talent there. And it's not just Josh McDaniels coaching. Patrick Graham, I think, is a really good defensive coordinator. Like, I think they have a good staff there. I think they're going to get back on track. I actually like them to go on a little bit of a run coming up. I still think that division is the Chiefs and the Chargers. I'm out on the Broncos. But I think the Raiders are a legit wild card team and maybe could win a wild card playoff game. So I know they've had the tough start to the year, but I'm still on that bandwagon pretty firmly.
Yeah, I'm with you on all of that. Being a playoff team, they'll probably get it together. So maybe there's a win in that round two to get to the next one. We'll see. The concern for me with Las Vegas, I think it's something that is very correctable in the short term. It's not that Davante Adams had two catches. It's that no one really profited off of that for Las Vegas.
Sure.
All the talent they have, that's unacceptable. It needs to get remedied, but I think that it will. And then we have the Colts and the Chiefs. You talk about being down on the Broncos. I think Indy is fraudulent. I'm that, just in dismay by Matt Ryan's performance so far. I have it right here that on Sunday, he was so bad. 3 interceptions, 5 sacks, a quarterback rating of 6.3.
I'm surprised it wasn't negative. I mean, with that line. Look, I gotta say, I'm surprised at how much the Colts have struggled. I mean, they tied Houston, but they were down, 20-0 in that game? Then they get smoked by Jacksonville, which I know for some reason they never win there, but I mean, come on. That to me is a team before the season. I thought they were going to win the AFC South. I didn't think they were a Super Bowl team, but I thought they were going to win the AFC South. That's a really good defense, still a great offensive line. Jonathan Taylor's an Offensive Player of the Year candidate. And they've just looked bad the first 2 weeks. Like, even the one game they tied, they didn't look good. They looked bad against Jacksonville. The best thing they have going for them is that Tennessee's going to come down, Houston's going to be bad, and Jacksonville is not going to be that good. They're not going to be as bad as they were last year, but they're not going to be good. So the Colts might still win that division, but instead of winning that division as a good team, they almost look like they're going to win it by default, at least through 2 games. So I've been really disappointed in the Colts so far.
I thought they would be on the extended list of Super Bowl contenders, and the Bengals weren't even there when they went to the Super Bowl a season ago. So if something happens wonky, like the Chiefs have a meltdown over a failed 2-point conversion, the Colts could maybe be that squad that benefits from it and shoots up through the AFC. Now they're fraudulent in that regard.
Yeah.
So
it's too bad, too, because I think there's so many good pieces there, and I do think Frank Reich's a good coach, but, I mean, they blew the last game of the year last year. They go out and get Matt Ryan, who you think would at least be competent, and they just look
terrible.
They're going
to need, after this, their 5th quarterback in 5 years.
Yeah.
So they're in big trouble, and then this is a game I think I'm the most excited about this one, and there's some other compelling matchups on the slate. Bills-Dolphins in South Beach. Miami fans are puffing their chest out after that comeback win in Baltimore. How do you see this unfolding?
Yeah, we talked earlier about Miami, just all the speed that they have. But I think Buffalo is one of the few teams that can match that. They have a really good secondary, strong linebackers, and a good pass rush. I think they can speed up to, I think they can still cover. And look, Stephon Diggs is still going to make some plays, but they can cover well enough. And then that offense, I'm going to pick them over any other offense in the league. So I'm going with the Bills here. I wonder if the Miami conditions will hurt them a little bit because they played the Rams week one in a dome. Then they played at home Monday night, a little bit cooler environment in Buffalo in September. So they're going to have to go down to that Miami heat. But I think they have the pieces to slow down that Miami offense. And I don't see that Miami defense, despite the things I like about them, really being quite good enough to shut down. Let's not forget, I mean, we talk about the Ravens blowing that game. They still scored a ton of points on that Miami defense. I think the Bills can replicate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm fascinated to see how Tua follows up the best performance of his career.
Yeah.
469 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He looked abysmal in the first half and then turned it on in the second. Granted, Kyle Hamilton had an atrocious game at safety, and that's at
welcome the center. To the NFL.
Yeah, really, that was that moment for him. The defensive coordinator in Baltimore, first time on the job, is struggling.
Welcome to the NFL. Again.
And so how Baltimore moves forward is curious. How Tua responds, and now against the Bills defense, I don't believe in Tua just yet. He needs to show me more. So this could be a turning point in his career that we look back on at the same time, to have to immediately now play one of the top defenses in football and Sean McDermott, a defensive-minded coach. That is a rough recipe there. So, yes, Miami, they're never out of a game now. They've got that Tyreek Hill borrowed from the Chiefs equation, can hit the home run from anywhere on the field. At the same time, the Bills are going to win this game. I think they're going to win convincingly and silence Dolphins fans. And just further add to the more they go, the louder the talk's going to be about can they run the table. 17's a tall task, but until they lose, and this is probably another convincing win for them, that talk is going to start to get louder.
Yeah, and I think it rightfully so. And look, I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated. I'm not saying they're as good as the 2007 Patriots or other teams, you know, that have are great teams, but I think they're a team that, I mean, I think they're going to win 14 games, and you look at 14-3, can they find a way to win those other three, if you will, and get to that? Like, yeah, I think it's not out of the realm of possibility. I just am not quite an undefeated guy yet. I am a Super Bowl guy for the Bills. I'm just not quite an undefeated guy because I think to go undefeated in a 16-game season, we saw happen once in, what, 40 years they had a 16-game season, about 35 years, whatever it was. We saw it happen once, and that team didn't win the Super Bowl because they were exhausted.
Family owned and operated Ted.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana.
Somewhere.
Hey, fans, do you...
Family owned...
Hi, I'm Susan
Somewhere
Feniger,
at a house
chef
party.
Of Barbecue Mexicana.
Hey, fans, do you know your...
Mama's at the Las Vegas...
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very, very hearty good evening to you, and it's an absolutely beautiful night here in Las Vegas Ballpark. The weather's been good for quite a while throughout most of this homestand, but as it gets cooler, it gets even nicer. As you know, you get into late September and into October, you get some of the best weather you can have in Las Vegas, and there's no complaint about that. The Aviators have plenty of other things to complain about, though. They are out of the playoffs, and they lost last night's game to Reno by a score of 17-5 in the opener of a six-game series. Reno is playoff-bound. They clinched a couple of days ago. But the Aviators are trying to keep things respectable, and it's not been respectable the last 2 days. But after losing 13-12 the previous day, the last game of the Tacoma series, they then take it on the chin 17-5. And for the Aviators, they were just humbled, and they were humbled again yesterday giving up 23 hits and losing that one. So the Aviators now are in a situation where they've given up a staggering number of runs and hits in the first two games of this particular series. And they are trying to get a turnaround tonight behind left-hander Hogan Harris. Harris is 0-2 from Lafayette, Louisiana in six starts, an 8.53 ERA. And Harris, because of his history of arm trouble, will not throw more than 80 pitches under any circumstances, so we're told. So the Aviators' bullpen, which has already been tremendously overtaxed in the last several days, figures to be asked to pitch probably five innings in this one, or if not, something close to it. Meanwhile, Reno just tuning up for the playoffs, going with right-hander Blake Workman, who is from Las Vegas himself, and he is 3-0, mostly as a reliever. 24 games, just one start, and a 4.94 ERA for Blake Workman. That's the story as far as Game 2 of this series is concerned. Here, Game 3, that is, at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Aviators now, against the Reno Aces, have had nothing but difficulties. They have lost 18 out of 25 against this Reno team. Now, all time, it's close. Aviators have won 110, Reno's won 116, and in Las Vegas, it's razor close. Aviators are 57-56 against Reno. In Reno, they're 53-60. But the Aviators now are, again, trying to figure out a way to stop an exceptionally good Reno offense, which was in play again last night with their 23-hit attack. I'll be back with a lot more as the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back. Getting set for game two of this series, six-gamer. This is the last homestand of 2022 for the Aviators here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And again, a picture-perfect evening for baseball. Mild temperatures, had a good crowd of over 7,000 last night. And the Aviators are going to get it turned around here in game two of this particular series. Well, the PCL standings, as we told you, Reno clinched the West. So the Aviators are, what they're at this point, they're trying to hang on to second place. They're only one game ahead of Tacoma. So they would love to at least finish in second. They're also four games under 500. They'd have to get hot at the end to meet or exceed the 500 mark. In the other division, you couldn't have drawn this any better. Couldn't have drawn this up any better. El Paso and Oklahoma City are tied for first place in the East, and they are playing each other tonight, game two of a six-game series. And so we'll see how it all plays out. Oklahoma City is the hotter team. The Dodgers have won five in a row. And then Round Rock has faded. They're still technically in it, but they're in third place four back, and the problem for them is they got to climb over two teams. So that's the story as far as the PCL is concerned. It's quite a race between the Padres AAA team El Paso and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Major League scores. Bottom of the first, Seattle and Oakland, no score. Cardinals-Padres, no score, top of the second. Giants lead the Rockies in the bottom of the first, 1-0. After five, Kansas City leads Minnesota 3-2. Seventh inning, Cleveland 6, the White Sox 1. After seven, Texas leads the Angels 4-2. Earlier, Baltimore beat Detroit 8-1. In the ninth inning, the Yankees now lead the Pirates 14-2. Eighth inning, Toronto 3, the Phillies 2. Earlier, Houston beat Tampa 5-2. Reds beat Boston 5-1. Cubs topped the Marlins 4-3. Milwaukee shut out the Mets 6-0. And Washington, a 3-2 winner over the Atlanta Braves. I'll return with tonight's starting lineups. That'll be next, right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
The Sourdough Star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The Sourdough Star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
All right, welcome back. Just before we give you the starting lineups, one update for you. The El Paso-Oklahoma City game is over. El Paso beat the Oklahoma City Dodgers 9-8 in El Paso. So these two teams have four games left against each other in this series, and El Paso has a one-game lead on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. The visiting Reno Aces, managed by Gil Velasquez, Arizona's AAA team, 78 wins, 62 defeats. Leading off in center field, Dominic Fletcher. Hitting second, the second baseman, Blaze Alexander. Hitting third at first base, Pavin Smith. The cleanup man, the DH, Leandro Cedeno. Batting fifth at third base, Buddy Kennedy. In the sixth spot, right fielder, Dominic Canzone. Hitting seventh and catching, Dominic Maroglio. In the eighth slot, the shortstop, Cole Tucker. And batting ninth in left field, Camden Dusenak. On the mound, righty, Blake Workman, a Las Vegas native who is 3-0, a 4.94 ERA. I'll be back with the Aviators lineup on the first pitch right after this.
It is I, Poinsettia, goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in thy daily frozen parade and laying on thy automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander card through the Credit One Bank travel partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
The Sourdough Star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The Sourdough Star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Aviator One in descent as we close out the 2022 season.
Your Las Vegas Aviators wrap up the final homestand of the season this weekend against the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night will feature an incredible post-game fireworks show presented by Southern Nevada Hyundai Dealers. On Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a vintage Aviators bobblehead courtesy of the Valley Health System. A day game starting at noon wraps up the season on Sunday. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Like a Keith Richards book to get your game started. All right, so the starting lineup for the home team Las Vegas Aviators, the top affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, managed by Fran Reardon. They are 69 up and 73 down on the year. This is game number 143 out of 150. After this series is over on Sunday, the Aviators will fly immediately after the game to Sacramento, that is, and they will play their final three games just playing out the string in Sacramento. Las Vegas leads off at shortstop with Kevin Smith. Hitting second, first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. In a third spot, right fielder Sky Bolt. The cleanup man is the designated hitter. That's Bo Taylor. Hitting fifth, the second baseman, Zach Geloff. In the sixth spot, left fielder Cody Thomas. Batting seventh and in center field will be Luis Barrera. Hitting eighth for the Aviators, Kyle McCann. He was the first baseman yesterday, but in his second AAA game ever, he is playing behind the plate and hitting eighth. And batting ninth, the third base, Mickey McDonald. On the mound, the lefty, Hogan Harris. Hogan Harris, again, in six outings, 0-2, and 8.53 ERA. Harris went to the University of Louisiana Lafayette, has a history of arm trouble, Tommy John surgery, and other elbow issues as well. He is 6'1", 230, 25 years old, third-round pick by Oakland in 2018, and when he went to the University of Louisiana Lafayette, he was staying right at home because that's his hometown, Lafayette, Louisiana. Harris has a pretty good stuff. He's got a fastball generally over the top in anywhere from 90 to 92 miles an hour. He can also change his arm angle slightly to give the hitter a different look. He's got a nice overhand curve. He'll drop in there anywhere from 70 to 72, 73 miles an hour. And he's got a slider to go with it. And so Harris is ready to work on Dominic Fletcher. And we're set to start this game as the Aviators humbled in yesterday's game. That's a brand new day, and here we go. One of Harris' games was in Reno on September the 3rd. Here's the pitch to Fletcher, and he looks at a strike, and it's 0-1. Fletcher starts off at 3-0-2. In that game, he only went an inning and two-thirds, and they pushed him around for five earned runs and seven hits and hit two home runs off him. There's a bounding ball to second. Right there to pick it up is Zach Geloff. He fires on the first and is quickly one out in the top of the first inning. And the batter, the right-handed hitting Reno second baseman, Blaze Alexander. Setting Las Vegas defensively, Tyler Soderstrom at first, Zach Geloff at second. And Kevin Smith is the shortstop. Mickey McDonald is at third. Alexander looks at a pitch a little high, fastball at 92, ball one. Cody Thomas out in left field, his first game back from the big leagues. In center, Luis Barrera, Sky Bolt patrolling right. Wind is blowing out to right field. That could be a factor, could well be a factor. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 1-1 on Blaze Alexander. Alexander, one of the new players on the Reno team, 6 feet tall, 160. And the pitch strikes, so it's a 1-2 count now on Alexander, who's from Cape Coral, Florida. And one of the youngest players out here. He's only 23. Here's the pitch. And that fastball at 95 is foul back. So Harris reaching back for a little extra. And it's a ball and two strikes on Blaze Alexander. Alexander batted ninth yesterday. And it seemed like every time he looked up, he was on base. and he can run. He was named right. There's that slow curve, swung on and missed, strike three. Nice pitch. Pulled a string at 78 miles an hour. Alexander's out. First strikeout for Hogan Harris. And with two outs, the right-handed hitting first baseman, Pavin Smith, comes up. Plate umpire tonight, Dane Ponczak. The first base ump, Tom West, and at third base, Chris Marco. Here's Pavin Smith. Left-handed batter takes a fastball a little outside at 94 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0. Smith hitting third and playing first base. Another new face on this Reno team. From Jupiter, Florida, his hometown. Fastball strike at 93. It's 1-1. He's 26 now, 6'2", 208 pounds. And he was Arizona's first-round draft pick 5 years ago. Big league time last year with the Diamondbacks. Curveball fouled away. A little chopper behind the plate. Pitch came in at 73 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes on Pavin Smith. Reno Aces with their cherry red tops and gray pants. Aviators with their snow white home uniforms. There's a jam ground ball to first base. Soderstrom picks it up and steps on the bag. That's a great pitch by Harris. He got right in on his thumbs at 93 miles an hour. And the result, a weak ground ball to first baseman Tyler Soderstrom. So Harris has an economical inning. He only threw a dozen pitches. And so, at the end of half an inning of play, Reno nothing, Las Vegas against Blake Workman coming up.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Get the Chevy you want at the price you deserve. Finley Chevrolet. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the... Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Alrighty, welcome on back. Russ Langer with you. Matt Neverett will be along a little bit. No score, bottom of the first. And the Aviators coming up against Blake Workman. This is kind of a bullpen day for Reno. Workman's been in the bullpen all year. 24 games, just one start, so we'll see how long of a leash they have on him. 3-0 with a 4.94 ERA. And the first thing he does is knock down Kevin Smith. Off-speed pitch at 77 miles an hour. So Smith, that ball just got away from him, so it's ball one on Kevin Smith. So now... we're in the bottom of the first inning, and Blake Workman, born in Las Vegas, grew up in California, went to Ramona High School in Ramona, California. The 1-0, and Smitty takes a big rip and a miss. Well, he swung with a lot of conviction right there after getting knocked down on the first pitch. One ball and one strike is the count on Kevin Smith. Kevin now at 258, eight homers and 43 batted in. Those don't sound like eye-popping numbers. Pitch fouled away at fastball, 1-2 now. But again, as we've chronicled many times over the past month and a half or so, Smith has turned it on. He's raised his average right around 40 points during that time. And his power numbers also have improved significantly. Here's the 1-2 now. Kevin fouls that one back, 1-2. We haven't seen much of Kevin in the leadoff spot this year. Generally, he's been in the 7th, 8th position. But we did hit for the cycle in a game against Tacoma recently. And so he hit cleanup right after that, and right now leading off. The 1-2 from Blake Workman. Fastball just outside. That was close. 2-2. Blake Workman, second start and his second pro start of his career. And his first start was here August 3rd. fourth time he's faced the Aviators in his career. He went to Cal State Fullerton, this starting pitcher, Blake Workman. And he made a half a dozen collegiate starts over 2 years at Cal State Fullerton. This fourth year in the Diamondbacks organization. High drive into deep right center. Back goes Canzone, all way back. And this baby is out of here. And the red-hot Kevin Smith stays red-hot with his ninth home run. 1-0 Aviators in the bottom of the first inning. But seems like it doesn't matter these days where you put Kevin Smith. He's been on a mission over the last couple of months to get back to where he was last year when he had a very solid year at AAA Buffalo in the Toronto organization before getting traded over here. But the Aviators, who wanted to get off to a good start in this one, do lead 1-0 here. Fastball's high ball one to Tyler Soderstrom, former first-round pick who was behind the plate yesterday. He's a catcher by trade, but he's played a lot of first base also, playing first base in this one. High fly, left field side, slicing toward the corner, and in the corner, it is a foul ball. 1-1 on Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom, well put together, 6'2", 210. Only 20 years old. He won't be 21 until November 24th. First round pick 2 years ago by Oakland at a Turlock High School. And pitch and a slider bounces away from catcher Dominic Maroglio. 2-1 on Tyler Soderstrom. But the scouts you talk to, the things you read and see, everybody agrees that Tyler Soderstrom has very, very likely a bright future as a hitter. Line drive hit to left, and there to make the catch, moving back is Duzenac. Well hit ball. One out. 1-0 Aviators, bottom of the first. Now Sky Bolton will come up. In the field for Reno. For game two, Pavin Smith at first, Blaze Alexander at second, Cole Tucker the shortstop, and Buddy Kennedy's at third. Camden Duzenac's in left, Dominic Fletcher in center, Dominic Canzone in right, no shortage of Dominics. Dominic Maroglio's behind the plate. Here is Sky Bolt. And Sky looks at a called strike toward the inside at 86 miles an hour. Pitch had some cut on it. In 20 games of the Aviators, Bolt hitting 350. Three homers and 21 batted in. Here's the pitch. And Bolt hits a bounding ball to second. Alexander moves in, picks it up, and throws him out. Two down in the bottom of the first. And now Bo Taylor, who didn't play in game one, will come up and bat. Last time we saw Bo Taylor was Sunday afternoon. The Aviators were getting humbled in their game against Tacoma. And the pitch down and in ball one, 1-0. And in order to help save the bullpen, Bo Taylor pitched the ninth inning, and he got him out. Got some help from a double play ball as he whizzed the ball in there at 48, 47 miles an hour. But he got the job done. He most certainly did. One ball to no strikes on Bo Taylor. Bo also pitched in one game for the Aviators in 2019 when he was there. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. One ball and one strike on Bo Taylor. Bo, since he joined Vegas, hitting 272 in 92 at-bats. He was hitting 183 for Baltimore's AAA team in Norfolk. Pitches low. So if you add it all up, he's at 233 for the year. Six homers, 18 batted in. Two balls and a strike. On deck, Zach Geloff. 1-0 Aviators in the bottom of the first. Workman set. Here comes the 2-1. And Bo trying the element of surprise with a bunt, fouled it back. 2-2. Bo's a pretty good bunter. And Buddy Kennedy is like an acre away from Bo Taylor because they have the shift on. So you have three infielders to the right of second. Buddy Kennedy is the only man on the left side. And he's, even though he's a third baseman, he's hit deep short. So if you get any kind of a bunt down, you got a chance. 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He threw it at 94. Got it right by him. But in the first, Las Vegas gets a leadoff home run from one of their hottest hitters, Kevin Smith. One run, one hit, no errors. No one left. And at the end of one, Las Vegas won and Reno nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B-C. A, any Auto Nation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. Auto Nation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at Auto Nation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Who likes waking up with aches and pains, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Nobody. Well, unless you're a boxer, a lumberjack, or a stuntman, that's an easy fix. Tempur-Pedic, the mattress designed to help make soreness a thing of the past. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now, get a free gift up to $300 with a purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, 72 months no interest financing. So don't wake up with aches and pains. Come to Best Mattress today. Oh, and one more thing. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Well, friends, when it comes to live sports, Las Vegas always hits a home run, and everyone gets to play. Find out why Las Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. That message brought to you by the friendly folks at the LVCVA. 1-0 Aviators, top of the second. Leandro Cedeno took a pitch inside, ball one. This is the first time the Aviators have seen Leandro Cedeno. He's the right-handed hitting DH, and he goes after an off-speed pitch and misses it. One ball and one strike to count. Cedeno is 6'2", 195, but he looks like a muscular 6'2", 195. And he's 24 years old. He hits a bounding ball towards short, barehanded by Smith, who throws him out. Wow, what a play by Kevin Smith. Came in and barehanded that ball and threw out Leandro Cedeno, the native of Venezuela, out of the Cardinal organization, I might add. So now, Smith, who's already homered, now makes a nice defensive play. And now Hogan Harris will set his sights on Buddy Kennedy, the right-handed hitting Reno third baseman, who hails from Millville, New Jersey. Same hometown as Mike Trout. Here is the pitch to Kennedy. Fastball missing somewhere for ball one. 1-0 on Kennedy. So Hogan Harris trying for his first win at the AAA level. Here's the pitch. There's a straight change falling in there for a strike at 77 miles an hour. Ball had good tailing action, kind of a screwball type action on it. 1-1 on Kennedy. And a pitch from Harris. Overhand curve in for a strike. That's a cute pitch right there at 72 miles an hour. It is 1-2. Kennedy, 266. Six homers, 37 batted in. He swings and fouls it off to the right. One ball and two strikes on Buddy Kennedy. So Harris has sat down the first four, throwing just 18 pitches, 14 strikes. One out, nobody on. Top of the second, 1-0 Aviators. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball a little inside at 93. Ball two. 2-2 now on Buddy Kennedy. Dominic Canzone is on deck. Harris, wearing number 38, rocks and deals. Then there's a changeup. A one-hopper to Smith. It's short. He gloves, turns, throws high, and he's safe. Smith made a terrific play to stop a hard one-hopper. And then his throw to Soderstrom was high, and the rookie first baseman went up and made the catch, tried to make the sweep tag on Kennedy going by, but Kennedy runs pretty well, and he avoided the tag. And they're going to give Kevin Smith a throwing error. Right fielder, number six. One-on-one out for the left-handed hitting right fielder Dominic Canzone. Canzone, couple more home runs in the opener, and he's been wearing Las Vegas pitching out all year. Fastball's high, ball one. 1-0. Canzone, who's from Cleveland, his hometown. Left-handed hitting right fielder stepping in. Canzone, 285, 14 homers, 62 batted in. And he takes a pitch a little outside. Ball two. 2-0. Kennedy at first base with one out. First base runner for Reno. He's got eight steals, had been caught four times. Kyle McCann catching a AAA for the first time. We'll see if they test him. The pitch is a ground ball to second. To his left is Geloff. He has it. His play is to first in time for out number two. On the play, Kennedy ends up at third. So now with two down, here's the right-handed hitting catcher, Dominic Maroglio, who did not play in last night's opener. Maroglio, 6 feet tall, 205, born in Oakland, 27 years old. Oh, and he was Arizona's 20th round pick in the 2017 draft. Harris delivers. And the fastball swung on a missed strike one. Maroglio, 255 in 60 games, exactly 200 at-bats, 10 home runs, 36 batted in. Kennedy at second, two down, top of the second, 1-0 Las Vegas on a first-inning home run by shortstop Kevin Smith. Fastball inside, a double leg straightener, moving him out of the way. One ball and one strike on Dominic Maroglio. Breeze blowing out to right, and Harris checking signs with Kyle McCann. Maroglio in the box, open stance. Here's the pitch. And that off-speed pitch floats in low at 78 miles an hour. Ball two. Two balls and one strike to count now. So Gil Velasquez, the manager of the playoff-bound Reno Aces. Got to be pleased with the way his team has played. Their pitching staff's given up their share of runs, but Reno has been out-slugging people all year. There's a fly ball to left center. Left fielder Cody Thomas angles over and makes a one-handed catch. And Maroglio's fly ball hauled in by Cody Thomas in left center field. And Reno's finished in the second inning. No runs, no hits. One error, one left. And at the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas 1, Reno nothing.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, move along to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Las Vegas, and the right-handed hitting Las Vegas second baseman Zach Geloff steps in against Blake Workman. First pitch slider bends in there for a strike. 0-1 on Zach Geloff. Zach with a home run last night and did make a couple of errors in the field, but he's back in there at second base. The strike one pitch. That's down low, 1-1. Geloff was with the team briefly last year. He'd been in the lower minors until yesterday. And again, one of the better prospects in the Oakland system. Here's the 1-1. Fastball outside at 92. Ball two. 2-1. Geloff, 6'3", 205. He'll be 23 next month. Second round pick just last year by Oakland from Delaware. Here's the 2-1 on the way. He swings and misses that fastball. Strike two. 2-2. Workman, as I mentioned, you can tell by just looking at the innings pitched this year. He's only pitched 27 innings. So you got to figure, since he's not gone more than two innings in an outing, they don't have, again, as I mentioned earlier, too long of a leash on him. Nobody's throwing yet in the Reno pen. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Fastball whacked up the middle. A backhand grab by Blaze Alexander, who throws to first to get him. Good play. One young second baseman throws out another one. That ball looked like it was ticketed for center field, but going behind the bag to backhand it and make the sidearm throw to first was Blaze Alexander. Really nice play. One out. And it brings up Cody Thomas. Cody, of course, missed most of the year recovering from the ACL injury. The pitch, fastball swing and a miss, strike one, but no sooner did he get here than he was called up and now back down again. Cody, 6'4", 215. Left-handed batter will be 28 on the 8th of October from Colleyville, Texas. Pitches down low. And Cody up there with a one ball, one strike out. The Dodgers and Oakland made a trade in 2021. That's how Cody became a member of the Oakland organization. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 1-2. Luis Barrera is on deck. Thomas, one of six left-handed batters in the order. And then you have the switch hitter, Sky Bolt, on top of that. Here's the 1-2. Drive hit toward left center field. Duzenak and Fletcher, and it's going to be the left fielder Duzenak to haul it in left center field. Two outs in the bottom of the second, and the batter now is Luis Barrera. You know, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. Here's Luis Barrera. And he swings at a first pitch fastball, fouls it straight back, strike one. The native Dominican, Barrera, 6 feet tall, 188. He'll be 27 in November. And Luis starts off at 269, eight homers, 49 batted in. Hit one of those home runs last night. Fastball's high. One ball and one strike on Luis Barrera. The only run was a leadoff home run by Las Vegas shortstop Kevin Smith in the very first inning. The pitch. He jammed him, and that pitch is fouled off to the left near the third base dugout. One ball and two strikes is the count now. For Workman, that home run that Kevin Smith is only the second home run he's given up this year in 29 innings now. 1-2 on Luis Barrera. Cal State Fullerton product, Blake Workman, ready now. And a 1-2 on the way. That slider down low at 87, ankle high, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. $2 beers tomorrow for the last time at Las Vegas Ballpark in 2022. Hope you'll join us. Should be another nice evening. Two balls and two strikes on Luis Barrera. Workman's been called for an auto ball. It took too much time. So the count is 3-2 on Luis Barrera. Clock ran out. Now to 3-2. Barrera takes up and in. Ball four. First walk allowed by Workman. And the bearded right-hander will face the left-handed hitting Las Vegas catcher, Kyle McCann, who checks in at 6'2", 210 pounds. 24 years old. He'll be 25 on the 2nd of December. Fourth-round pick in 2019 by Oakland out of Suwanee, Georgia. McCann got his AAA debut in last night, playing first base. Now he's catching, and he swings and misses at a slider, strike one, 0-1. Kyle McCann, 0-1 to count. Las Vegas 1, Reno nothing. We're in the bottom of the second. Russ Langer with you on a beautiful night. Wind blowing out to right. The pitch is a fastball high around the letters. 1-1 on Kyle McCann. Workman now 33 pitches, 20 strikes. And McCann steps back in. Outfield deep and straight away. Off first base is Barrera. The pitch is a high pop-up, shallow right center. Tucker angling out, backpedaling, and makes the catch in shallow right center. Cole Tucker, the shortstop, hauling it in. The Aviators are finished in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. And at the end of two, Las Vegas 1, Reno nothing.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Dana Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, welcome back. After two, a 1-0 lead for the home team, Las Vegas Aviators. Hogan Harris, it never an easy assignment trying to restore order when you're facing a good hitting team like Reno. But Harris pitched well in the first two innings, giving up one base runner because of a throwing error. Curveball in for a strike. That's a nice pitch. Overhand curve to the right hitter hitting Reno shortstop Cole Tucker. Cole Tucker did not play last night. He's a switch hitter. Batting right-handed. The pitch is a strike, 0-2. Batting right-handed against the southpaw, Hogan Harris. Tucker is 6'3", 200 pounds, 26 years old. He was born in Phoenix. Pitch is inside, a fastball, moving his feet away on an 0-2 count. One ball and two strikes. Earlier this year, Tucker was a waiver claim by the Diamondbacks. He's out of the Pirates organization, the AAA Indianapolis, and has some big league time. There's a squibber up the first baseline. Soderstrom in to pick it up and step on the bag, and Tucker stopped running about two-thirds of the way down. And now that brings up the number nine hitter, the right-handed hitting left fielder Camden Dusenak. One out. Tucker's got great hair, though. I'd give a lot to have hair like that again. The pitch, Dusenak hits a ground ball to second. Geloff to his left picks it up and throws him out. Two down. Last time I saw a head of hair like that on a Las Vegas field, I think it was Jake DeGrom. Going back a little ways. Two down. Fletcher comes up. Well, one thing about Harris, he certainly has the ground ball stuff working here. At six ground outs in the first nine batters, and the man who reached hit the ball on the ground, too. Kennedy got on an error. Here's Fletcher. The pitch. Curveball spinning in low, ball one. 1-0. Harris, 33 pitches, 22 strikes, two outs, third inning. Fletcher, 301, four homers, 31 batted in. And the pitch is a fastball outside, ball two. 2-0. So the question is, how many innings can Harris be stretched out with the 80-pitch limit? Here's the 2-0. Fastball strike, 2-1. We'll find out. But the Aviators, obviously, under the circumstances, would love to see him go as deep into the game as possible. Fastball grounded a second. Right there's Geloff. He grabs this one, zeroes in on Soderstrom, and throws out Fletcher. Another ground out at 7 out of the 10 batters that Harris has faced in this game. Balls on the ground. 1-2-3 go the Reno Aces. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 1, Reno nothing.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy.
Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Hey, welcome back. All right, 1-0 Aviators, bottom of the third now. Russ Langer here. Matt Neverett will be along in a little bit. Mickey McDonald leading off, and they're going to stretch Blake Workman out to a third inning. At least he's going to start the inning. There is a left-hander throwing in the Reno bullpen. Mickey batting ninth, takes a pitch up and away, ball one. It is 1-0. Mickey, Northern California native, but spends much of his offseason in the Chicago area. He's at 288, two homers, 17 batted in with seven stolen bases. Workman's breaking ball. That one wrinkles in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. The left-hander in the Reno bullpen is Paul Fry. Throwing now. After Mickey, the top of the order, Kevin Smith and Tyler Soderstrom. Fastball high at 90, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Matt was saying that someone, I was at Twitter, saying that, commenting on what he was saying about Cole Tucker's hair. 2-1, that's high. It is 3-1. On the speedy Mickey McDonald, 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the third. And the question was Cole Tucker versus Grant Holmes in the hair department. There's a ground ball to second. Alexander scoops this one and throws out Mickey McDonald. So one out in the Vegas third, 1-0 Aviators lead. And the man responsible for that run with a home run to left center, Kevin Smith. Right center, that is. Kevin Smith coming up now. Wow. Cole Tucker versus Grant Holmes. I don't know. I may lean a little toward Grant Holmes on that one because he's got the founding fathers look with that sort of that the ripple in it, the curl. Justin coming up with that question. Thanks, Justin. Breaking ball driven in the air to right center. Fletcher on his horse racing way back to the track at the fence. He jumps up and he can't get it. The ball caroms off the fence. Canzone has to take it. Chase it now. Smith on his way to third base. He has his second triple to the homestand. Smith drove that one. A good effort by Dominic Fletcher. He went back and jumped and nearly made a great catch, and the ball hit the padded wall. And then the other Dominic, Canzone, had to chase it. Well, so what that means now is Tyler Soderstrom steps up. We're only in the third inning, and Kevin Smith, who has already hit for the cycle once on this homestand when Tacoma was here, fastball, high ball, one to Soderstrom, he's already got the two most difficult components of the cycle in his back pocket. He has homered and tripled in this game, and we are in inning number three. Stay tuned. The pitch is a strike, and it's 1-1 on Soderstrom, who hit the ball hard in his first at-bat and lined out to left fielder Camden Dusenak. So both hits in this game by Kevin Smith, and it's fitting in a way when you consider how hot he's been. We've talked about it a lot. Fastball way high, straightening up Marolio. Ball two, 2-1. Again, Workman is getting into territory that he's fairly unfamiliar with. He's gone 43 pitches, and for a guy who's not gone more than two innings all year, that's a lot of pitches. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper foul right near the first base dugout. It's a two-ball, two-strike count on Tyler Soderstrom. The small handful of bats, the small sample size, what we've seen from Soderstrom is a nice, smooth swing and some very solid contact. Now he swings and misses at a high fastball. Strike three. Try to make something happen with a runner at third. And Workman got the fastball by him. That's his second strikeout. So Soderstrom has lined out and struck out. And here's Sky Bolt, who grounded out to second his first time up. All right, here's Sky. Smith the third, two down, bottom of the third.
High fly foul. Hook to the right. That's going to settle back in the seats. Strike one. I think Sky cracked his bat on that one. Yep, he sure did. Canzone and Pavin Smith and Blaze Alexander all started after that ball, but it's foul. Strike one. Bo Taylor's on deck. There's Bo in the on-deck area right now. And Sky Bowl grabs a bat. Does a little prep work to the handle. You know, friends, if you want to catch up on the latest Aviators news, don't miss the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back out of play, 0-2. Ted Wien's trivia question tonight. We're going to give you a two-parter having to deal with stolen bases. Who was the first man in history to steal 95 or more bases in a season? And who was the first man in history to steal 100 or more bases in a season? Two different guys. The 0-2 to Sky Bolt. That slider down and in. One ball and two strikes. Matt Neverett will be along in a moment. He's already salivating at the idea of taking a crack at this trivia question. 1-2. Given Matt a few tough ones lately. But he has at least a 750 winning percentage, which will always win you a pennant. Fastball up and in. 2-2 on Sky Bolt. First base coach swinging his arms back and forth. Assistant hitting coach Jason Hart. Manager Fran Reardon stationed just beyond the third base coaching box. Down the line from third is Smith. The pitch. And Sky gets a fastball, fouls that one back. Pitch out over the plate. Sky a one-handed swing. The updated average, 346 for Sky Bolt. Three homers and 21 batted in. One of the most popular players to don an Aviators uniform dating back to 2019. 2-2 on Bolt and the pitch. Down and in. 3-2. So Bolt showing a good eye, putting a good at bat on Workman here. And Workman now is at 51 pitches and 30 strikes. On deck is Bo Taylor. Here is the 3-2. That's high. Ball four. So now he's issued his second walk with a left-handed hitter, Bo Taylor, coming up. Yeah, they're going to come get him. It kind of figures. You got a lefty Fry ready in the bullpen, and Workman has never gone more than two. He's gone 2 2/3. He's stretched out over 50 pitches, which is probably a season high for him. So Gil Velasquez is on his way out to the mound, especially with a left-handed hitter coming up. It makes strategic sense. So Workman comes out. We're in the bottom of the third. Las Vegas leads Reno 1-0. And left-hander Paul Fry, with runners at the corners and two down, will face Bo Taylor, the Las Vegas Aviators designated hitter, right after this word.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
It is I, Pointsephone, goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in my daily frozen parade and laying on by automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander card through the Credit One Bank travel partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, we're in the bottom of the third. Las Vegas leads 1-0. And Kevin Smith, who tripled with one out after homering in the first inning, is at third base. And the new pitcher, lefty Paul Frye. Aviators have seen him several times this year. Frye is 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 30 years old from Pontiac, Michigan. Was in Baltimore's organization last year. Had some big league time with the Orioles. And at AAA Norfolk, he inherits runners of the corners, two down. And another guy who played at Norfolk is Bo Taylor. He hits a ground ball on the shallow right. Grabbed by Alexander, who throws to first base. Dug out by Pavin Smith. And Smith kept his foot on the bag, and the inning is over. Wow. Crowd is upset. Jason Art just said something to Tom West. Hard to tell by on that angle. But Bo Taylor is called out. There was a great play by Alexander to stop that ball. And Pavin Smith stretching out. Very close, but that's how the call goes. The Aviators in the third with no runs on one hit. No errors and two left on base. At the end of three, Las Vegas 1, Reno nothing.
Luxies, download the app to download Luxies 4. All the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Luxies, share the love. Luxies.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Top of the fourth, 1-0 Las Vegas. Hogan Harris' first pitch to Blaze Alexander's outside ball one. Alexander's made a couple of nice plays in the field. He struck out on his only at-bat. That changeup is a little outside. 2-0 on Blaze Alexander. So Blake Workman, 2 2/3. Allowed one run earned on two hits, or two walks, two strikeouts. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Good pitch. 2-1. Matt Neverett is along with us. And here's the 2-1 first of all from Harris to Blaze Alexander. He swings and misses at that fastball to even the count at 2-2.
Is this about as opposite as game as you could have from last night's slugfest?
Fastball foul back, 2-2. And you know what that means. If a whole bunch of runs start scoring now, Matt Neverett's going to get fined heavily in Kangaroo Court. You're going to need a co-signer for that fine.
I got to start collecting pennies now. But one thing for sure, Hogan Harris, even though he is not stretched out, not allowed to go too much longer, he's been really efficient. Love the tempo as well.
Fastball foul back, 2-2 now. This is the best I've seen him to this point.
And, you know, with this point in the year, likely just one more outing for Harris, they're going to stick to the plan and not let him drag too far out into the outing.
2-2, a little inside, a little slider at 87, 3-2 now.
A lot of it's because he is such a long-term proposition for the Athletics. They really like this guy at the major league level in a couple years.
And the pitch is a little bit inside, and so he walks a leadoff man, and Blaze Alexander is a base-stealing threat. So here's Pavin Smith, the left-hand hitting first baseman. He grounded one to Soderstrom his first time up. He hit it right off the end of the bat. So he's up again. The stretch. Alexander's got a pretty good lead over there. There's a strike 0-1. I mean, he's got a daring lead of at least four steps.
Not a ton of base runners tonight for Reno in total so far. Surprised they haven't tested McCann. We'll see if they do here with Alexander.
Smith out of the University of Virginia, waiting in the 0-1 slide step, and it's a fastball lifted foul to the left out of play. 0-2.
Harris employing the slide step to try to take a step away from Alexander in the event that he's going. Smith, first round pick, as I mentioned, 5 years ago, seventh overall pick in the nation by the Diamondbacks. Here's the 0-2. Fastball fouled off to the left. Jeff Reed, third base coach, will run that one down, 0-2.
Pavin Smith, a former Virginia Cavalier, another one at second base for Las Vegas, and Zach Gelof. Zach's younger brother, Jake, the star of the Virginia team right now, he's going to be a first-round pick at next year's MLB first-year player draft.
Now, a quick throw to first base, and diving back in there is Alexander. Harris kind of sidearmed it over there. And it's the first time he's paid any real attention to Alexander. 1-0 Las Vegas, top of the fourth inning. Harris looks at first, comes home. Curveball grounded to the right side. A diving stop by Gelof, who gets up and throws him out. Excellent play by Zach Gelof.
A little Cavalier on Cavalier violence there. Not a second after we get done talking about Zach Gelof. He makes a really nice play. He had a couple of miscues defensively last night and just didn't look that comfortable. Great to see him recover tonight, and he's been sterling so far defensively.
Alexander at second, one out. Here is Cedeno, who grounded out slowly to shortstop Kevin Smith in fine play, charging it, barehanding the ball, throwing him out. Here's the pitch. Good changeup. Swung on early and missed. Strike one. 0-1 on Leandro Cedeno. I mean, sometimes you look at the rosters, quite honestly, you got to wonder. They say he's 6'2", 195. He looks like Pedro Guerrero. Fastball swung on a miss, 0-2. That's a generational observation. If you're under 35, you have no idea what I just said.
We'll call it a thick 195, because he definitely looks a bit heavier than that.
Yep. Like kind of a Nelson Cruz body. Here's the 0-2 now, and that's foul back. It's 0-2 on Leandro Cedeno.
He's not quite as big as Yermín Mercedes, but a similar hulking figure and a very similar helicopter-type swing from the right side.
Diamondbacks signed him as a free agent in 2021. Originally, he was a Cardinal, signed by their organization in 2014. Pitch foul to the right. It's 0-2 still.
Swing kind of similar as well to Luis Camposano. Seen him here for the last couple years with El Paso and now up with the big league club in San Diego, but they kind of just sit back, let the ball travel, and let the wrist do a lot of the work.
0-2 pitch. And it's roll foul right by the third base on deck circle. Still 0-2. 1-0 Las Vegas, top of the fourth inning. Leandro Cedeno joined the Aces about 2 weeks ago from AA Amarillo. He hit .310 for them, 30 home runs, and 93 batted in. Not bad for a 195-pound guy. Pitch swung on and missed. The ball gets away now, and racing for the plate is Alexander. Harris doesn't cover. So as the pitch gets away, Blaze Alexander, pardon the expression, blazes all the way around third to score from second base on a pitch that got away. Harris was a spectator and didn't cover the plate. So when the catcher, Kyle McCann, got it, he had nobody to throw it to. Cedeno struck out. Harris gets credit for a strikeout, but another out does not go up on the board because Cedeno reaches first on the strikeout, presumably a wild pitch. And Alexander does something you just don't see. He scores from second base on a wild pitch. Pitch is up and away, ball one. The game is tied at one.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Harris got caught looking. And as a pitcher, if you're watching or listening at home, you have to, no matter what, cover home plate on a pass ball with a runner on, even if they're on first base.
Kennedy reached on an error his first time up. He takes a fastball inside. Buddy Kennedy, 265, six homers, knocked in 37. So, without benefit of a hit, Reno has tied this game. Here's the pitch on the way. And he's jammed, then he fouled it off his foot. He goes down on one knee. Kennedy is getting up now. Two strikes on him. Dominic Canzone is on X. In the inning, Alexander walked, and the Aviators, I think, have figured out now you don't want to walk him to lead an inning off. Took second on the ground out. Great play by Gelof. That play by Gelof's looking bigger now. And Cedeno striking out, reaching first in the wild pitch, which scored Alexander from second. Change up, swung on and missed. Kennedy backs out of there. One and two, I believe the count is now. Harris, ready the pitch. Change up, just outside.
Showing good, very good command with all of his pitches to this point.
And the young guys, not with a challenge yet. They have not used many. He used the least last night out of any game so far.
Cedeno, a very short lead on the 3-2, and he missed inside. So that's not what Harris wanted to do. Issue a couple of walks here. Now with one out, here's Canzone, who grounded out his first time up.
So as you mentioned, without the benefit of a hit, the Aces have tied the game, threatening more here in the fourth inning, and that'll bring out the pitching coach, Steve Connolly, as Hogan Harris towards the end of the line, 61 pitches, 41 strikes. We've been told no more than 80, no matter what. So we'll see. If he's able to get a quick and easy pair of outs here to end the fourth inning, he could get stretched out for the fifth, but as Connolly is out on the mound, action in the Aviators' pen.
I'll tell you one thing. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. That's heads-up base running by Blaze Alexander. I mean, it's not enough to be fast. You got to be... Being a good base runner is about more than just being fast. You got to be heads up. And when he approached third base, and he could see that home plate was uncovered, and once he saw that, he was gone.
Credit to Mark Reed as well. Third base coach saw it early. He was waving him before he even touched third.
No doubt. All right. Two on, one out for Canzone. Fastball lined to deep right. Bolt going back on this ball will make the catch in front of the track. Cedeno tags and takes third, and... Anytime Canzone makes solid contact, if you're an Aviator, you hold your breath because he's really worn them out this year. Two outs, runners at the corners, and the batter Dominic Maroglio, the right-handed hitting catcher. Maroglio flat out to left his first time up.
The right-hander in the pen is Brent Honeywell, and we'll see if Hogan Harris is able to retire Maroglio in quick and easy order if he gets the fifth.
Changeup is outside, ball one. 1-0, Maroglio, 254, 10 homers, 36 batted in. Runners at the corners, two down. Fastball a little bit too far inside. Overhand fastball at 92, 2-0.
And you would hope not only for the sake of the bullpen, but for the mental state of Hogan Harris that he's able to get a quick out and pitch into the fifth for the first time, if so.
The 2-0, there's a fastball for a strike on the inside corner. And the count advances to two balls and a strike on Maroglio, three-year varsity baseball letter winner at Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland. And he was a quarterback. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to deep left field. Thomas going way back. He's at the track. Thomas jumps up at the wall. And Cody Thomas makes a great catch and takes two runs away from the Reno Aces. If he doesn't catch that ball, Kennedy's going to score easily along with Cedeno. Great play by Cody Thomas. And so, Harris gets out of it cheaply enough. He gives up a run without giving up a hit. Two walks and a wild pitch. And two men left. And at the end of three and a half, the game is tied at one.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
right. Bottom of the fourth, a 1-1 game. And Zach Geloff, Las Vegas Aviators second baseman, leads off and takes a strike. 0-1, Geloff grounded up the middle, and a very nice play by fellow second baseman Blaze Alexander, who's shoved all the way over toward the bag at second now, shaded that way. Geloff takes it low, 1-1. Geloff has made some very nice plays in this game after making a couple of errors in yesterday's game. Cody Thomas on deck, then Luis Barrera, each side making some good defensive plays. In this game, the pitch is outside. Two balls and one strike. So tell us more, Matt, about Zach Geloff and his brother and the sibling competition.
Yeah, it's a rising baseball program at Virginia that the Geloffs have been on the forefront of offensively.
Man, Geloff fouls a fastball back on the ground, 2-2.
Had a good conversation with Zach yesterday. His younger brother, Jake, rising senior at the University of Virginia, and just talked about the role of technology in the college game, which is somehow even outpacing affiliated ball.
That's hard to do. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball. Got Geloff. Fry with a good slider at 83. One out. First strikeout for Paul Fry. And the batter, Cody Thomas, who flat out to left his first time up.
Well, it's different, too, at the college level. You know, these guys at this level here in AAA ball are all, at this point, somewhat seasoned veterans. They're kind of doing their own thing. They've got agents, they've got families, they've got all these outside considerations. When you're playing major Division I college baseball, you're there to play, and you're being paid in your education. So they take it more seriously more often than not.
Cody E looks at a strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
Not saying these guys don't take it seriously, but, you know, when you're there and you're in college, you know, there are plenty of distractions, but a lot of those guys locked in year-round.
And there's a fastball swung on and missed, strike two, 0-2. On Cody Thomas, Luis Barrera is on deck. And the pitch, fastball, roll foul right by the third base on deck area. 0-2 on Cody Thomas.
Keeping an eye out towards the Aviators' pen, Brent Honeywell stopping his warm-ups for now, but it looks like we will see him in the fifth inning as he gets going again.
Now the 0-2 to Cody Thomas. A good breaking ball. Swung on a missed strike three. Fry uses that to get Geloff and Thomas. Two out for Barrera, who walked his first up. 1-1 game, bottom of the fourth. Ted Weins trivia. Who is the first player to get 95 or more stolen bases?
Now, one of the two is 95. Was that Maury Wills? See, was he the first 100?
He wasn't the first. He was the first 200. That's the second
one. That was
part.
The second one. So when you asked the two questions back-to-back, I knew he had to be the answer to one of them.
There's a dunker in the shallow center. Tucker angling out will make the catch. And, of course, Ty Cobb stole 96. He was the first to get 95 or more. And Maury Wills, who just passed away very recently. And unfortunate, very, very nice man. I had numerous chances to speak with him. The inning is over. Aviators go 1-2-3 in the fourth. And at the end of four, it's a 1-1 tie.
It's Chevy truck season, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find the truck for you and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of truck season. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back. 1-1 tie into the fifth inning. Game two of the series. Russ Langer here. And for your fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Nebritt.
Thank you, Russ. Hogan Harris back out for the fifth. 66 pitches, 44 strikes. First pitch of the inning is a foul ball swung on and hit into the seats beyond the first base side by the switch batting shortstop Cole Tucker. Right-handed, up against the left-hander Hogan Harris is Tucker. And he grounded out on a cue shot to the first baseman Soderstrom. Checks the swing on a fastball up and out. Count goes one to Tucker. Long-time Pirates farmhand. Tucker multi-talented as well. Plays the outfield as well as the middle infield. Hogan gets him to swing and miss at a big looping curveball. Overhand delivery in there at 71 miles an hour. The count goes 1-2 to Tucker. Camden Dusenak, the number 9 batter for Reno, awaits on deck as Harris rocks and deals. Bouncing ball and by the back foot of Tucker, and it's an even count at 2. I've had plenty of chances to interact with Tucker over the years. Spent a couple of years in a Pirates minor league affiliate in Florida. As Tucker backs away from this fastball by the ankles, and the count goes full at 3-2. Can tell you this from experience, and I'm not the only one who thinks it. He is, without a doubt, the nicest player I've ever met in baseball. He's just an incredible guy. So he swings and fouls this one straight back, keeps the count full at 3-2. And of course, maybe more so known for his famous significant other, Vanessa Hudgens, actress, singer, model. Long time significant other of Cole Tucker. So he swings and pops this one up. Foul ground, first base side. The catcher McCann will lose the mask and watch it bounce into the dugout. As a couple of Aviators go bouncing out of the way. Tucker playing in just his 31st game for Reno this year. DFA'd by the Pirates earlier in the season. It split time between Pittsburgh and the AAA affiliate in Indianapolis. Here's another 3-2, and it's a swing and a miss. That fastball elevated fooled him. Tucker down on strikes. It's the third K for Harris on the evening. They've all been swinging, and there's one out, nobody on in the fifth for Camden Dusenak. In a 1-1 game between Silver State rivals. Dusenak rounding out the starting nine for the Reno Aces. Doing for the second time from the right side. Left fielder grounded out to the second baseman Geloff in the third inning. Harris starts him out with a changeup, elevated but in the zone. Called strike one to Dusenak, whose batting average down to 257. Overhand curveball stays high. Count goes even at one to number one. Dusenak with center fielder Barrera deep and shaded in about a step towards the right center field gap. His pitch is inside from Harris at 93. Count goes 2-1 to Dusenak. Brent Honeywell continues to get warm beyond the right field fence, and there's action in the Aces pen as well. Out of the full windup, this one swung on and lined the left field. A one-hop bouncer that's picked up by Cody Thomas. Left fielder fires it in, limiting Camden Dusenak to a single on the first hit of the night for the Reno Aces. 4-1/3 hitless for Hogan Harris. A couple of base runners on a trio of walks and a misplay defensively, but that'll bring Dusenak, first ace to reach base via a hit. And that'll end the evening for Hogan Harris. They're going to go to the right-hander, Brent Honeywell, out of the pen. The first hit, the final hit. And Hogan Harris gives up. He's at 78 pitches. They won't let him start a batter after 80. Trying to keep that strong, left arm strong, coming back from Tommy John surgery. So Harris's night is done after 4-1/3. He didn't toss the requisite 5 innings, required to qualify for a win, and in a 1-1 tie, that's not to be worried about. So here comes Honeywell. We'll step aside for the pitching change with the right-hander due up on the mound. And it's a tied-up game at 1-1 between the Aviators and the Aces.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Brent Honeywell Jr. takes over atop the mound as the lineup wraps back around to the top. 1-1 the score between the Aviators and the Aces. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Camden Duzenac with a single off starter Hogan Harris to bounce him from the game. It's the only hit that Harris allowed. Over 4 1/3 innings as Honeywell takes over. Facing off against the leadoff man, the left-handed batting Dominic Fletcher. Center fielder who's 0-2 so far. Squares to bunt. The runner goes. A pitch called a strike. No throw from the catcher McCann. One of the easier steals for Camden Duzenac on the year. He's now 10-13 and swipes. So Honeywell gets ahead 0-1 on Fletcher, but the runner moves up 90 feet into scoring position at second base. Fletcher's grounded out to Geloff at second twice, once in the first and then again in the third. As Honeywell calls time, takes a step off the back of the mound. So now the shortstop Smith will stand right behind the base runner, keeping an eye on Duzenac off second with McDonald even over at third. This one swung on and belted in the air to right field, going back as Bolt. Right fielder's at the track. He runs out of room as this one's out of here. Dominic Fletcher with the two-run home run. The first two hits of the game for the Reno Aces both plated as Fletcher with his fifth home run of the year. And it's now a 3-1 lead for Reno. One run charge to Harris. So the line finalized on the Las Vegas starter. And the Fletcher tally will be marked on the ledger of Brent Honeywell Jr. So now playing from behind are the Aviators, and with nobody on, one out on the board. Here's the number two batter, Blaze Alexander. Right-handed batting middle infielder playing at second base tonight. Takes a breaking ball for strike one from Honeywell. Alexander with a strikeout and a walk thus far. He scored on a pass ball back in the third inning. It's the only other Aces run. So this pitch inside evens the count at 1-1. Brent Honeywell added to the Aviators roster on September 11th. This one swung on and missed by Alexander. Ball and two strikes now to the second baseman. Honeywell originally added to the Aviators on the 23rd of August, but it was in a major league rehab. Deals out of the full wind and misses away to Alexander. Honeywell's played eight games for the Aviators, 0-3 record and a 9-flat ERA. It's Alexander to swing and miss at strike three. Pulled the string on a changeup. Second time that Alexander's been set down on strikes. First time by Honeywell. Eric Harris got him swinging and missing in the first. And that'll put out number two on the board for Paven Smith. So the line now finalized on Hogan Harris. Charged with two runs on one hit over 4 1/3 innings. He walked two and struck out three. First pitch is inside to Smith. Harris threw 77 pitches, just shy of his 80-pitch cutoff. 50 of those pitches were strikes, and the ERA down to 7.33. Honeywell spins a pitch inside. Sliders call for ball two. Honeywell with a fastball along with a cutter, a changeup, and a curveball. It was a 93-mile-an-hour straight fastball in there for a strike to Smith. Pair of groundouts for Smith, both pulled to the right side. Ended the first with a groundout to Soderstrom. Grounded out to Geloff in the fourth inning. It's one in that direction again, a two-hop grounder picked up by the first baseman, Soderstrom. He'll take a couple of steps in front of him and win the foot race himself. Smith now 0 for 3. Reno with their first two hits, and they did damage. After a Camden Dusenak single, Dominic Fletcher leaves the yard. His first home run of the set and his fifth of the year makes it a 3-1 lead for the Aces. Bottom of the fifth coming up. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the Las Vegas Aviators.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. We're talking Roman Coliseum meets Gridiron meets Field of Dreams meets Cold Ice meets Ultimate Fights meets Neon Lights. It's hat tricks and Hail Marys and dunks and pit stops. It's 8 seconds to glory and extra innings and go time and multiple overtimes. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. What happens here only happens here. Learn more at visitlasvegas.com.
Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union, offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and much more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, be sure to head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. Bottom of the fifth inning, Aviators trailing the Reno Aces 3-1, a two spot on the top of the fifth. We'll bring out a new arm for the visiting Aces, Mexican left-hander Miguel Aguiar. We'll square off against the 8-9-1 slots in the Aviators lineup. First up is Kyle McCann, left-handed batting catcher who popped out to shallow center field to end the second inning. It was the shortstop Tucker that went back there to make the catch. Tucker in the overshift on the right. McCann swings to the first pitch that Aguiar throws and fouls it straight back. All alone on the left is Buddy Kennedy. Aviators with a run on two hits, three runs on a matching two hits for the Aces. Aguiar in behind Paul Fryu in a perfect inning and a third. Retired all four batters he faced, including a pair of strikeouts. Swung in a ground ball. Pulled fair down the first base side. Picked up by the first baseman Smith. The throw to the pitcher Aguiar covering is not in time. McCann just feathered that one fair inside the base. Was a good play by Smith to make the catch on a backhand effort. He wasn't going to win the foot race, and Aguiar, who didn't break right away, unable to get there in time. So it's an infield base hit for Kyle McCann. After a 1-for-4 performance last night, that's his second hit in his second game since being called up. So the leadoff runner reaching will bring up Mickey McDonald representing the tying run. Left-hander Aguiar misses down and out on the first pitch. Aguiar, the 31-year-old, standing 5'8", 194 pounds. It's a foul ball straight back from McDonald. One ball, one strike from Aguilar to McDonald. Mickey grounded out to the second baseman, Alexander, to lead off the third inning. Aside from the McCann leadoff single in the fifth, the only other hits for the Aviators. The home run and the triple for Kevin Smith atop the lineup. He's on deck. Mickey takes high. Count goes 2-1. Aguilar, a longtime left-hander of the Mexican Professional League. Signed in 2016 by the Diamondbacks. Only American professional team he's ever played for. McDonald swings and misses behind a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes even at 2. Three-pitch mix for the southpaw. Fastball, slider, changeup. With the changeup being the better of the two off-speed offerings. Aguilar set. It's a check swing by McDonald. They'll appeal out into the field. Third base umpire standing behind the mound, Chris Marco, signals safe. Both hands held out flat, signifying that Mickey was able to hold up on a check swing. So that'll bring the count full. Short lead off of first for Kyle McCann. Aguilar deals, and McDonald takes inside for ball four. So after an infield single, a base on balls on a full count. We'll put runners on first and second. McDonald off of first base, the tying run in a 3-1 game. And now here comes Kevin Smith, the hottest hitter in the Pacific Coast League. As mentioned, a home run and a triple in order tonight. He's got the hardest two elements of the cycle out of the way. And oh yeah, he hit for the cycle, including a pair of home runs on Saturday night. Right-handed batting shortstop atop the lineup takes inside. Aguilar, 2-2 record and a 5.82 ERA. 43 appearances, including a start for Gil Velasquez and the Reno Aces this year. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back into the mid on a fastball. Smith trying to do some real damage there. 43 appearances for Aguilar, the most on the Aces staff. Mitchell Stumpo second with 42. Caleb Berger, who threw last night, pitched in 40 games. Missed the 44th for Aguilar. Smith swings and lines one over the head of the shortstop, Tucker. Held up at third base is McCann, and that'll load the bases on the third hit of the night for Kevin Smith. And after three plate appearances, he's a double away from the cycle. Another three-hit game for Kevin Smith, and the numbers racking up. He's now 18 of his last 35, 40 total bases in his last 35 plate appearances. And Smith, a rapid ascension in the batting average. He's off first, McDonald off second, McCann, who reached on a leadoff single, stands 90 feet away at third for Tyler Soderstrom. Batting with the bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch slider stays high. Catcher Maroglio had to jump out of the squat to keep it in front. One ball, no strikes to Soderstrom, who lined out to left field in the first inning. Struck out swinging against the starter Workman in the third. He swings and hits this pitch sky high but shallow to left field. Back goes Tucker, the shortstop called off by the left fielder Duzenac, who makes the catch. Tagging at third is McCann, but with Duzenac way shallow and left, no chance for an advancement. So Soderstrom skies out. It falls to 0-3, and that'll bring up Sky Bolt with the sacks full. Chance for Bolt to do some damage here. He's hitless tonight, 0-1, with a walk and a ground out. Bolt batting with a chance to change the game on one swing. First pitch. Inside. That one nearly got him on the back foot. Switch hitting Bolt, who's hitting from the right side against the left-hander Aguilar. They jump out of the way of that one. Gonna pick the right foot up quickly. This is just the second at bat for Sky with the bases loaded so far this year with Las Vegas. Jackknife's out of the way of this pitch by the hips, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count from Miguel Aguilar to Sky Bolt. Aguilar had spent all of last year in a shortened stint in their Arizona bullpen. This year he's been with Reno all season. 2-0 pitch, dribbled foul down the third base side. Looked like it went off the front left foot of Sky Bolt as he fouled it straight down. Sky walking this one off outside the left-hand batter's box, and he looks to be in some serious pain. Put the bat down. He's got the hands on the hips trying to walk this one off. And oh, yeah, it's shoe topper right off the edge of the foot. The manager, Fran Reardon, down the third base side. Here comes the trainer, Justin Whitehouse, as well. And as soon as they get to Bolt, he takes the helmet off, and he's pointing down at that left foot area. Super painful if you get it in the right spot. Foul ball straight down. If you wear it off the instep, not as bad. You get it off the insole of the shoe. It doesn't sting quite as much. But if you foul it straight down off the top of your foot and or your toes, that can really inhibit your progress the rest of the night. Bolt's still working this one off as he's bent over like a catcher and grabbing the left ankle. He's got the bat in his hands, but the helmet in the hands of Justin Whitehouse, who now gives it back to Sky. They're still taking a look at him down the first base line. Catcher Marolio was waiting patiently behind home plate. He'll now go out and have a word with Miguel Aguilar. So far for Reno, Blake Workman went 2 2/3 innings, gave up a run on 2 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Paul Fry, 4 up and 4 down over a perfect inning in the third. Bolt's going to try to dig back in. He'll usher Justin Whitehouse back to the dugout. Fran Reardon returns to the third base coaching square. It's a 2-ball, 1-strike count to Sky Bolt with the bases loaded. And 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth. Reno leads 3-1, but Las Vegas threatening. Aguilar's first pitch after a brief intermission is high. Fastball at 89 moves the count 3-1. 43 1/3 innings coming into this outing for Aguilar on the year. 32 strikeouts to 17 walks. Opponents batting 279 against him. He'll come set on 3-1. Towing the third base side, he'll deal. Bolt swings and fouls a changeup straight back to the screen. Limping over into the left-hand box as he does so as well. So the Aviators doubling up the aces in the hits category, leading that one 4-2, but the one that counts the runs, it's the Aces 3, the Aviators 1. Here's the full count pitch from Aguilar. Bolt swings. It's a light looper to the right side of the infield. Infield fly rule called as the second baseman Alexander gloves it for the out. Although Bolt would have been retired regardless. The infield fly rule. Bases loaded in less than 2 down. And that one definitely a routine play for the second baseman Alexander. Popped up right to him. And that's a costly out because it's going to take either a Bo Taylor hit or some craziness to occur here in the bottom of the fifth inning. At least for one of the runs to score. It's McCann off third, McDonald off second, and Smith with a big lead off of first. Nobody holding behind him. Shortstop Tucker keeping an eye on Mickey McDonald. Taylor calls time and steps out of the left-hand batter's box. Now more of a true shift with Tucker sliding over. He's basically right behind second. Kennedy at third, the only infielder on the left. Taylor checks the swing on a fastball that misses high. 1 ball, no strikes to the Aviators' designated hitter tonight. He's ended each inning in which he's come to bat prior. Struck out to end the first, grounded out to Alexander at second to end the third. He swings, lines one, just fouled on the first base side. Taylor got it off the end of the bat, but still stung it well. He was early on that 85-mile-an-hour changeup. A ball and a strike now to Taylor. He's now faced off against all 3 Aces pitchers tonight. It was Workman that struck him out in the first. He was the only batter Fry faced in the third inning. Taylor takes a slider in the dirt, able to back away, and it's a 2-ball, 1-strike count to Bo Taylor. All of a sudden, now one of 4 catchers on the roster for the Aviators. With Kyle McCann and Tyler Soderstrom added yesterday, but those 2 also play first base. Taylor hits a ground ball off the end of the bat to the third baseman, Kennedy, who gloves it and throws off the back foot to first in time. So the Aviators load the bases with nobody out and are unable to capitalize. A pair of flyouts and an infield ground out retire the side in order following the first 3 batters reaching. All in all, no runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 3 men left on. We've played 5 innings full. It's the Aces 3, the Aviators 1.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Oh, O'Reilly!
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Aviators threaten to the bottom of the fifth inning, stranding the bases loaded, but they're unable to capitalize as they get into the top of the sixth. Reno 3, Las Vegas 1. Brent Honeywell back on the mound. Leandro Cedeno to bat, and here's Russ Langer on the call.
Thank you, Matt. And Honeywell's first pitch of the sixth inning is down low at 85. Ball 1-0 on Leandro Cedeno, who has grounded out. And then in an interesting play in the fourth inning, he takes a slider for a strike, and it's 1-1 now. He struck out, but the third strike got away from catcher Kyle McCann to the backstop. Blaze Alexander at second base when the play started scored. When Hogan Harris did not cover the plate, pitch pull fouled out outside third, so it's 1-2 now. Justin Martinez now starts to limber up in the Reno bullpen, a right-hander. On the play, Cedeno reached first, so he's 0-2. There's a good slider, swung on a missed strike three. He stayed with the slider to get Cedeno. Honeywell's second strikeout since he came in. 3-1 in favor of Reno in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Kennedy, reached on an error and also reached on a base on balls. Kennedy looks at a strike. It is nothing and one. On Buddy Kennedy, Dominic Canzone, a left-handed batter, is on deck. Honeywell working in the sixth. Three runs, just two hits. No errors for Reno. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-2. Aviators have one run on four hits, and they have committed one error. And the AAA championships will be here end of the month. Here now is the 0-2. Fastball up and in, 1-2. Reno already knows that they're going to be here. Right now, El Paso, after beating Oklahoma City earlier today, has a one-game lead on the Dodgers. But there are four games left in that series between those two teams. And three more games after that, they'll play other teams. The pitch is down low, 2-2. So that's really going down to the wire. I mean, Round Rock was in first place for a big chunk of the year. They're only four games out, but they've got two teams to climb over. That's a big problem. Pitch is outside. It's 3-2. In the International League, in the Eastern Division, that's a good race there. Tampa's AAA team, Durham, is in first place. They've won five in a row. Scranton, the Yankees, they're a game and a half out. Pitch fouled off to the right out of play, 3-2. The only other team is Jacksonville. Jacksonville is the third-place team with a three-and-a-half game deficit between them and first-place Durham. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And in the International League West, Nashville, the Brewers, they lead the Toledo team. That's the Tigers' AAA team by 4.5. Ground ball to short. Right there's Kevin Smith. He drops it, picks it up, fires a strike to first base, and there are two outs. Good job by Smith of staying with it after the initial juggle. And the batter's Canzone, who's grounded to second and lined out to right. Anyway, you know, Nashville looked like they had that thing wrapped up. The second-place team for quite a while was Cleveland's AAA team, Columbus. But all of a sudden, and it may be too late, but Toledo has won 11 straight games. It's quite a streak by any standards. But they're 4.5 out. Here's the pitch. It's ball one. So they got a chance, but it's going to be tough with not that many games left. Canzone up with a 1-0 count, hitting .283, 14 home runs, 62 batted in. Gets a chopper fouled outside first. One ball and one strike is the count. Looks as if Winton Bernard of Albuquerque will be your batting champ. He's at 335 now. Here's the 1-1 on the way. A pop-up, shallow left center. Smith angling out from short, backpedaling, and makes a one-handed catch near the middle of his cap, and that's the inning. Good job by Honeywell in the sixth. He's retired five in a row since the Fletcher home run. And nothing across. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the score, it is Reno 3 and the Aviators 1.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate on my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Welcome on back. We are now in the bottom of the sixth inning, a bullpen day for the Reno Aces, and so far the bullpen has carried them into the sixth inning, allowing just one run on a Kevin Smith home run. But the other footnote is that Smith is a double away from the cycle, and it was just Saturday against Tacoma, this last Saturday, when Kevin Smith became the ninth Las Vegas player ever to hit for the cycle. He's got a chance. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Smith just needs a double for that cycle. That would be quite the accomplishment indeed. Meanwhile, Reno lifts Miguel Aguilar. Miguel Aguilar went an inning, but it was a very important inning because at first he was faced with a bases loaded, nobody out situation on singles by McCann, Kevin Smith, and a walk to Mickey McDonald. But he got two pop-ups and a ground out and got out of it. Despite bases loaded, nobody out situation, Evie didn't score. So that's it for Aguilar. And the fourth pitcher is righty Justin Martinez. His fastball at 94 miles an hour. High ball went to Zach Gelof. Gelof has grounded out and struck out. Cody Thomas and Luis Pereira, two lefties to follow him against the righty Martinez. Pitches a strike, 1-1. Justin Martinez. 6'3", 180. Just 22 years old. Drive deep down the right field line, slicing in a corner. It is a foul ball. Gelof just a little late on that one, flirting with extra bases. Ball went just to the right of the foul area. Big foul line on the wall out there. So, it's a one ball, two strike count on Zach Gelof. Martinez from the Dominican Republic signed as a free agent in 2018. Last year was at Class A Visalia. And the pitch makes it two balls and two strikes now. Two and two on Zach Gelof. Slider swung on and missed. Strike three. One out. Gelof 0 for 3. And the batter Cody Thomas now. Justin Martinez joined the Aces just yesterday. He has seen action at three levels within the Diamondbacks organization, Hillsboro, Amarillo, and now Reno. And overall, 2-3, if you add it all up, with a 3.24 ERA. This is his first game for Reno, though. He's been in 17 games. Thomas swings and misses at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike one, 0-1. On deck, Luis Pereira. Bottom of the sixth, a 3-1 lead for the Reno Aces. And the pitch. Cody swings and misses at that slider. 0-2. So the Aviators had seen Workman and Fry and Aguilar before. But now they're getting their first look at one of the new players on the Aces.
right-handed reliever Justin Martinez. Here's the 0-2 to Cody Thomas. And the slider a little high. That's 86 miles an hour. 1-2. Aaron Brown begins to throw now in the Las Vegas bullpen out in right field. Here's the 1-2 to Cody Thomas. He swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. He heads for first. Ball picked up by Marolio, who fires it down to Pavin Smith to complete the strikeout. Martinez throwing some tough stuff up there. Struck out Geloff and Thomas. And now Luis Barrera comes up. There's a ground ball to second. To his left is Alexander. He drops it, picks it up, and throws him out. And the inning is over. The Aviators go out in order in the sixth inning against Justin Martinez. At the end of six complete, Reno 3, the Aviators 1.
The world's best pizza. And you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Get the Chevy you want at the price you deserve. Findlay Chevrolet. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Dog night for you. So we go to the seventh inning. It's still a 3-1 lead for Reno. And the 30-year-old left-hander from Encino and also has lived in West Hills, California. Aaron Brown, former Phillies property, who was a position player turned pitcher on the mound. Brown, 7-4. He's the winningest pitcher in the staff with those seven wins. A 4.96 ERA in 43 games, one spot start, three saves. Brown is having a better second half than he had in the first half. And now he's going to take over in the seventh inning with Reno leading 3-1. Dalton Kelly has been announced in the game as the new right fielder. So Sky Bolt fouled the ball off his foot and finished the at-bat. And now Dalton Kelly is going to take over here in the seventh inning. Fastball's low ball one. So if you're scoring, put Kelly in Bolt's spot, which is the third spot in the batting order. And Sky entered the game 0 for 2 plus a walk. The 1-0 to Dominic Marolio. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 93. One ball and one strike to count. Aaron Brown, big strong lefty, 6'2", 239, 30 years old. There's a nice slider that wrinkles in there for a strike on the inner half. 84 miles an hour, 1-2 on Marolio. Marolio's hit two fly balls to left. The last one in the fourth inning took a great jumping catch to the wall by Cody Thomas to rob him of an extra base hit, which would have scored two runs, and it finished the inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Actually, that pitch had some cut on it. That might have been a cutter. Came in at 88. That's when Marolio's out. McCann, with the ball on the ground, picks it up and throws to Soderstrom to complete the strikeout. One out for Cole Tucker. Tucker's grounded to first, and he has struck out. He's 0 for 2. 230 average, two homers, 11 batted in. Tucker, tall right-handed batter against Aaron Brown. Base is empty. One out, seventh inning, 3-1 Reno. The pitch. And a slider in their first strike, 0-1. Camden Dusenak on deck. Now, Reno will be back here at the end of the month for the playoffs. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. One ball and one strike to count. Again, it would appear that it's basically a toss-up now between Oklahoma City and El Paso. Here's the 1-1. Pitch inside, 2-1. El Paso with their win today, 9-8. That's accidental perfect scheduling right there. I mean, no one knew when the schedule was put together that Oklahoma City and El Paso would be this close this late. Fastball's high, 3-1. So El Paso with a one-game lead. Four games left in that series. And then each team has three more games beyond that. Here's the 3-1 to Tucker now. As a ground ball to short. Two easy bounces to Smith. He zeroes in on Soderstrom and throws out Cole Tucker. Two down. The batter, Camden Dusenak, who's grounded out and singled and stolen the base and scored on the Fletcher home run, which is the difference in this game right now. Camden Dusenak. Oh, every team, the AAA level, goes through a lot of transactions. The Aviators' most recent ones, of course. Cody Thomas arriving here. Pitcher Jeff Criswell. It's here. Connor Capel called up to Oakland. Fastball's a strike at 96, 0-1 on Dusenak. Kyle McCann, catcher, first baseman up here from Midland. Just yesterday, same with Zach Geloff. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the hole at short. And grabbed by Smith. Off-balance throw right on target to get him. Another good play by Kevin Smith. And the inning is over. Aaron Brown, I think he threw 11 or 12 pitches in that inning, and that's all he needed. We are now at the seventh inning stretch, and the score remains Reno 3, the Aviators 1.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy.
So call The Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Hey, we're back. All right, well, Justin Martinez looked very sharp. The Aviators have not seen him before. He worked a 1-2-3-6 with two strikeouts and a ground out. So they want him to stretch out through the seventh. Kyle McCann leads off and takes a fastball down low at 95, ball one, 1-0. McCann, playing behind the plate, has popped out and scratched out an infield single. One for two, Mickey McDonald on deck, then the leadoff man, Kevin Smith. Bottom of the seventh, 3-1 Reno. The infield shift is on. Pitch outside off the glove of catcher Dominic Maroglio. 2-0. Tucker, Alexander, and Pavin all on the right side. Only Buddy Kennedy is on the left side. He's essentially at shortstop right now. 5,780 the crowd tonight. Expect a bigger crowd tomorrow for the $2 beers. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by McCann. Nobody on, nobody out. Here's the 2-1 to Kyle McCann. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch, a little outside, ball three. It's now 3 balls and 1 strike on Kyle McCann. McCann looking to lead the inning off by getting on base any way he can in a 2-run game. The pitch, a pop-up out into shallow center. And Tucker going out wants it, and he makes that catch, and there's one out. Tucker showing good range. And now with one down, here's McDonald. Mickey has grounded out, and he has walked. He is 0-for-1.
The range defensively has never been a problem for Cole Tucker. So much so that the Pirates and now the Diamondbacks are using him both as a shortstop and a right fielder. Again, the fielding's never been the issue. It's been hitting.
Here's Mickey McDonald. And the slider snaps in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Talk about expecting some bigger crowds as the week goes along. Big weekend for giveaways as well as promotions here at Las Vegas Ballpark.
And we're going to get into that in a moment here. Pitch missing, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So the Aviators, on the home stretch, as we talked about, this is the last homestand of 2022. After tonight, 4 more games. That's it. Fastball, line toward left center. Here comes Fletcher, off his glove. It's off his glove. Racing for second base is McDonald. He slides in there safely. We'll see how they score that, but the Aviators catch a break.
And McDonald put good wood on it, and Fletcher absolutely had a beat on it. I mean, that thing was chest high on a line drive right to him, and it just tipped off the end of the webbing. That'll be a two-base error, putting McDonald in a scoring position.
That's an error, yes. So now, here's Smith. Now, again, Kevin Smith needs a double for the cycle. And he hit for the cycle on Saturday here against Tacoma. He is homer, triple, and single. Here's the pitch. Fastball swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1, 97 miles an hour. And if you think Smith doesn't know what's cooking here, you're wrong.
Updated numbers on Smith. 18 hits in his last 35 at-bats. Give him 40 total bases and 35 plate appearances.
He's up to 265. He was 50 points below that recently. And the pitch bounces. Good save by Marolio. And that pitch was one of those 58-footers, so it's a 1-1 count.
And Smith entered that Tacoma series with a batting average of 232. So he's raised it 30 points in just over a calendar week. I don't know if I've seen a guy do that with the big sample size that Smith has.
Shortly before that, he was at 218. Just really something, so... You're wandering into the ballpark going, 265, 9 home run. Whoa. So you gotta, it's all about perspective. Fastball foul back. 1-2 to count.
You want to go down to the bottom of the barrel. He was hitting a season low 183 on July 26th. And he bumped it up a bit. He was hitting, 212, 220-ish into the beginning of the month of September. But as we've talked about really all week, just a meteoric rise in the batting average and at a very opportune time at the end of the season as well.
Here's the 1-2 stretch. McDonald, good speed off second. And the slider foul back. Fought that one off. 1-2. $2 beers tomorrow for the 7:05 game. And then Friday, fireworks. Last fireworks show of the year. 7:05 game this Friday, the 23rd, against these Reno Aces. Saturday, 7:05, vintage bobblehead night. First couple thousand fans will get those bobbleheads.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
You a collector?
Absolutely. Huge bobblehead guy.
Oh, okay.
It's about the only thing I collect, though.
Stepping off here is Justin Martinez. 3-1 Reno, bottom of the seventh. Now the look and the 1-2 pitch. Smith goes for a low slider and strikes out. Tough pitch. So Smith likely will get, it's not guaranteed, but likely he'll get another at-bat. And now with one out and McDonald at two outs, that is, and McDonald at second. That's the third strikeout for Martinez. Here's Soderstrom, line to left, struck out and flat out to shallow left. Final home game will be this Sunday against the Reno Aces, and that is a day game, 12:05. Your last chance to see the Aviators. This Sunday should be a glorious day weather-wise. Line drive down the left field line. That's a fair ball headed for the corner. Duzenak in pursuit. McDonald scores and a double by Soderstrom. And the Aces lead is sliced to 3-2.
So Soderstrom's been hitting the ball the other way in each of his first two games with the Aviators. Even his outs have been hard to left field. It was a matter of time before one found a gap, and Soderstrom barely weaving that one fair. That's a big-time extra base hit. He had 20 doubles split between Lansing and AA Midland. That's his first here at the AAA level.
Dalton Kelly, who is finishing up in right field for Sky Bolt, who took a foul ball off his foot, is up for his first plate appearance. Fastball inside of the belt buckle, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Dalton Kelly. Kelly opened up at 216. He does have 13 home runs and 46 runs batted in. Soderstrom at second, the would-be tying run now in the seventh inning. The 1-0 to Kelly. He swings and misses at that fastball at 96, 1-1.
Soderstrom off second with the double, really impressed with his inside-out swing so far. Haven't seen him for too long, but what we have seen is a willingness to use all sides of the field.
The 1-1 stretch. The look. Soderstrom off second to pitch. Kelly swings and misses. That pitch was thrown right by him at 97. 1-2. So it's a 3-2 lead for Reno now. And again, Reno leading despite having only two hits through seven innings. 1-2 look. Kelly waits the pitch. High fly ball to right center, playable. The center fielder Fletcher angles over. He's got it, and that's the inning. The Aviators do score one run to get closer on one hit, one error, and one left. At the end of seven, it is Reno 3 and the Aviators 2.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
That's the Kinks for the Aviators trying to get something done here as they trail 3-2. But now Aaron Brown working the eighth inning. He worked a nice seventh inning. It's been Harris Honeywell. Honeywell an inning in two-thirds, one run earned on a hit, no walks. Two strikeouts for Honeywell. Hogan Harris started. And now Aaron Brown in his second inning of work. Aaron threw just 11 pitches for a strikeout and two groundouts in the seventh. Top of the order here in the eighth, the pitch. Fletcher dribbles one at the plate. Picked up by McCann. He fires a strike down to Soderstrom. And what was essentially a swinging bunt off the bat of Fletcher, that little dribbler. He's out 2-3. One out in the eighth inning. Russ Langer here along with Matt Neverett. And we're talking about the promotions, but also we should mention the pitching matchups. Tomorrow, making his AAA debut for Las Vegas, right-hander Jeff Criswell. And it'll be Danny Olivero, who's 1-0. Pitch for Reno tomorrow, $2 beer night. Alexander swings and misses at a slider. Strike one, 0-1. Criswell is 6'4", 203. 23 years old. He's from Portage, Michigan. Second-round pick by Oakland 2 years ago. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Alexander, and that one's taken low. One ball and one strike on Blaze Alexander. Alexander has struck out, walked and scored. Scored from second on a wild pitch, and also struck out again. Here's the pitch. Bounding ball grabbed by Brown. Brown shot puts over to first, and there are two outs. Nice play by Aaron Brown.
Merry Christmas, Brownie. I mean, he just stuck the glove up where he thought it was going to be, and it went right into the pocket. They say sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Brown is as skilled a defenser, or defenseman, I should say, as there is in a pitcher, but that time he got lucky with the stab and two unique outs for the first two outs of the inning.
Defenseman, spoken like a true hockey guy. I know you're a Bruins fan. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up and in, ball one, 1-0. Smith has grounded out three times, twice to first, once to second.
We're getting back to hockey season.
We are.
Vegas Golden Knights starting up pretty soon.
And the pitch is in for a strike, 1-1.
If they can have anything like the season that the Las Vegas Aces had, I mean, they have an even bigger parade. We were talking off the air watching the coverage of the Aces, Las Vegas Aces victory parade yesterday.
Fastball low, 2-1. I didn't get an official idea about attendance for that parade for the Aces, but by all accounts, there were a lot of people, thousands of people there.
Packed. And we were saying, imagine if the Golden Knights had won it in 2017 in their inaugural season, how big that parade would have been.
Mm-hmm. Fastball fouled away. It's 2-2 now.
Yeah, this city would still be recovering.
I don't think New Orleans has recovered in the last decade since the Saints won. Think they like to party down there? 2-2.
Sometimes all it takes is one. Man, imagine a Raiders parade.
Here's the 2-2. There's a bounding ball to the right side. That's gloved there by Geloff. He flips it over to Soderstrom. So, you know, Aaron Brown very quietly is having, as I said, his second half, especially his last month. He's been very effective, and he chips in two perfect innings here. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Reno 3, Las Vegas 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Everyone, who's manning the front tonight?
Big E's nightclub needs a bouncer with a military background.
Dougie, I need you to keep eyes on the back.
Security who lays down the no-no when the uns get too intense.
That Swedish DJ duo is back tonight. Y'all remember last time.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. What a difference a day makes. A more civilized ball game here. Bottom of the eighth inning, and Reno with a 3-2 lead. Justin Martinez went two innings, first time ever pitching against Las Vegas. He allowed one run not earned on one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. So it's been Workman, Fry, Aguilar, Martinez, and now the guy who the Diamondbacks have used quite a bit in the big leagues, Stefan Crichton, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N. He's going to pitch the eighth. Bo Taylor leads off and grounds one fouled outside first. First pitch fastball at 91, strike one. Bo has struck out and grounded out twice, once to second, once to third. He's batting cleanup in this game. Then Zach Geloff and Cody Thomas to follow if anyone reaches Luis Pereira. Bottom of the eighth, 3-2. Reno leading despite getting only two hits thus far in this game. Pitch sweeps in low, 1-1.
Two hits in this game. They had more than two hits in five individual innings yesterday. So completely the inverse.
Crichton fastball in the low 90s. Here's the 1-1 now to Bo Taylor. And that fastball's a little low. Ball two. It is 2-1. Crichton played collegiately at TCU. Same school that produced Vegas reliever Brian Howard. He majored in communications there. Baltimore chose him in 2013 in the 23rd round. There's a high fly ball to deep right field. Canzone is back to the track, and Canzone makes the catch one step in front of the fence. Figured where the wind was blowing, that ball had a chance. But Canzone had just enough room, and the ballpark held it. One out.
And if it's the same wind at first pitch as we have now, that one's out by about 10 feet. The wind has slowed down considerably since we got going at 7:05, just over 2 hours ago. And because of that, we get the look at Domingo Tapia getting loose in the Aviators' pen. He just stood up, so perfect timing.
Crichton, big league time with Arizona and Baltimore, delivers. Slider a little low. Ball one. Geloff is grounded out, struck out twice. Well, Bo Taylor just missed tying up the game. 1-0. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Of course, the 5,000 here doesn't include the doggies that are here. Fastball's a strike, 1-1. Usually it's about 100 or so pooches who show up.
And they show it. In the ninth inning, they do a guess the attendance game on the video board. And because every dog has a waiver, they know exactly how many dogs are in the house. They do that separately.
Geloff fouls a pitch into the mitt of Dominic Maroglio. Cutter, 1-2.
Saw a video from Bark in the Park night at the Trop in Tampa, home of the Rays from the other day. They played the sound effect from a ring doorbell. Place went nuts.
Line drive caught by a leaping Blaze Alexander. That ball was ripped by Geloff, and Alexander's hit a snow cone it with a Statue of Liberty sort of stance.
Had the leg bent just like it. Yeah, that's a good call. The one hand extended, the other hand out by the chest as one second baseman robs another.
Crichton has been with the team since September 13th, and he had a good inning against Sacramento when he first joined the team September 15th. An inning zeros across. And then 3 days later on the 18th, which was 3 days ago, pitches inside ball one to Thomas. Sacramento pushed him around for four runs, three of them earned on four hits and a walk in only a third of an inning. And he, right here, Taylor hit the ball to the fence, and Geloff hit a bullet. So he's got two loud outs, and the pitch is outside 2-0 on Cody Thomas, who has flied out and struck out twice.
Former Horned Frog at a TCU, former alma mater, or I guess current alma mater of Brian Howard, although the two did not play together.
The 2-0. There's a ground ball to third. Kennedy picks it up, steadies himself, and throws out Cody Thomas. So Crichton gets out of the inning. We head to the ninth inning. It's Reno 3 and the Aviators 2.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back again. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. We are now entering the ninth inning. Reno leading 3-2. And the Aviators scored in the first inning, first batter of the game for the Aviators in the bottom of the first. Kevin Smith homered. And then the Aces got even in the fourth inning without a hit, as Blaze Alexander scored from second base on a wild pitch when Logan Harris, who pitched very well tonight but did not cover home on that particular play, and the game was tied at one. And then in the fifth inning, with a one out, Camden Dusenak, who's hitting 250 against the rest of the league but has worn out the Aviators this year. Single and stole second. Brent Honeywell came in and Dominic Fletcher homered. Honeywell then got the next five men out with nobody else hitting the ball out of the infield, but that home run is the difference now. That made it 3-1. Since that home run, in fact, Honeywell and Aaron Brown have combined to retire 11 straight hitters. But the Aviators got one in the seventh, and that's been it. They get Mickey McDonald reset an error, scored in a double by Soderstrom. So now they want Domingo Tapia to keep it a one-run game. Facing the middle of the order here in the ninth inning, Leandro Cedeno stands in and takes a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Cedeno has grounded out, struck out, and reached on when the third strike got away. And then struck out again. Buddy Kennedy on deck, then Dominic Canzone. Domingo Tapia. And that pitch cuts outside at 87, 1-1. Domingo, Kansas City product. Well, as far as the organization's concerned, 4-1 for them last year for the Royals, a 2.84 ERA. 6'3", 263 pounds. There's a tapper foul behind the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. And Tapia, 30 years old now, has had a solid year. Several call-ups and send-downs by the parent Oakland A's. And if you add it up, he has no record in 30 games, a 2.14 ERA. Very good season for Tapia. The 1-2 to Cedeno. Fastball in there. Strike three looking. 12 in a row. Retired by the Aviator bullpen. One out. That's a serious fastball at the knees.
Yeah, and that's what Tapia brings. Probably the heaviest fastball in the Aviators pitching staff. I mean, that thing comes at you. Ton of arm side run into a right-handed batter as well. Cedeno never saw that one coming. That one really, really good heavy heater.
Kennedy reached on an error, walked and grounded out to short. Fastball low at 97, ball one, 1-0.
Warming up for Reno with a bullpen. Closer Mitchell Stumpo, 7 of 7 in save opportunities this year. And if the score stays, it'll be a save op for him in the bottom of the ninth.
Here's the 1-0. Fastball a little bit low at 98, 2-0. When Las Vegas bats in their half of the ninth inning, they'll have the bottom three scheduled. Luis Barrera, Kyle McCann, and then Mickey McDonald. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's pulled foul outside third. Two balls and one strike to count now. I think, in case you're wondering, the Aviators already used one man off the bench, Dalton Kelly. They have Vince Fernandez on the bench. Nate Mondu was given the night off. He is on the bench. So is William Simonite, Cal Stevenson. Here's the pitch. Down low. It is 3-1 on Buddy Kennedy. One out, bases empty, ninth inning. Harris, Honeywell, Brown, and now Tapia. This will be a 3-1 to Kennedy. Swing and a miss. He threw the fastball right by him at 98. Kennedy turns and asked Dane Ponczak if he swung at a strike. 3-2.
And that was strength on strength. At a hitter's count, you knew Kennedy was geared up on the fastball. Tapia said, here it is at 98. Try to hit it.
And a 3-2 now. Fastball, he missed outside, ball one. Tapia jumps up and turns his back on home plate like, whoa, I didn't want to throw it there. And that breaks the spell of 12 in a row that Las Vegas pitchers had retired Reno hitters since the Fletcher home run. And now here's Canzone, grounded out, lined out, and then popped out. Last at bat against Honeywell in the sixth when he popped out to short. Infield will play for two. Kevin Smith, the shortstop, is basically up the middle, slightly to the third base side of the bag. High fly ball to center. That's where Barrera hangs out. Luis, looking up into the Vegas nighttime, makes a two-handed catch. And there are two outs. Back to first goes Kennedy. Canzone 0 for 4, and here's Maroglio. Fly to left, fly to the left field wall, and a fine jumping catch by Cody Thomas. And Aaron Brown struck him out in the seventh.
And just so funny that the way that this game has gone compared to the game last night. Reno with three runs on just two hits. Those hits were back-to-back in the fifth inning, and they haven't had a hit before or since.
Here's the pitch. Fastball, a strike, 0-1. And because it's the bottom three, somebody is going to have to get on in the Aviator ninth for Kevin Smith to get a chance to bat for what likely would be one more chance to hit a double and hit for the cycle again, the 0-1. Line drive deep toward left center field. Racing over the run is Barrera. And Barrera goes into a slide. And Luis Barrera makes an absolute circus catch in deep left center field.
Guerrero went into a dramatic slide, and he left a couple divots there, but boy, was that worth it. Tremendous play to save a run, because Kennedy's going to score if that ball lands. All right, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The score, Reno 3, the Aviators 2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas trying to beat those Aces. Those Aces have given them nightmares this year. They've beaten them 18 out of 25, and they humbled them last night 17-5. Totally different type of game here. 3-2, Reno. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. Mitchell Stumpo, the hottest reliever in the league. And Stumpo's made 9 appearances against Las Vegas, 9 innings, giving up 3 earned runs, 2 saves against them. The pitch. Breaking ball, high ball one. Stumpo facing Luis Barrera, who has walked, popped out, and grounded out. Then Kyle McCann and Mickey McDonald, all left-handed batters. And if anyone reaches, Kevin Smith, who needs a double for the cycle, would hit fourth. He tried to hold up on an up-and-in pitch, and on the appeal at first, no swing, says Tom West. Check that. That's Chris Marco. 2-0 on Luis Barrera. Mitchell Stumpo trying to seal the deal. 6'2", 205, 26 years old. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. Pitch high to the backstop. It's 3-0. And Barrera up there in an obvious take situation now. For Stumpo, 1-2 with a 3.79 ERA in 42 games. 7-for-7 in saves, but that's not the whole story. Pitch all the way to the backstop. Stumpo's all over the place here. And he turns his back on home plate. He's obviously unsettled and distressed. He didn't throw anything close to a strike to Barrera, and that's the tying run.
And Barrera kind of exacerbated it after that 2-0 pitch, missed way wide. He didn't see anything close, and he wasn't even in the box when that last one was issued. Stumpo threw it, and I think before it even bounced back to the catcher Maroglio, he was turned around. He did not like that at bat at all. And that's a costly runner to put on base. Barrera, the fastest and most aggressive base runner for Las Vegas.
Stumpo has a rather incredible scoreless inning streak that's on the line now. Pitch up and away. He's nowhere close. He's missed badly with 5 straight. And Maroglio goes out to talk to him. It's 1-0 on McCann. All right, here's the numbers on Stumpo. His scoreless inning streak has now reached a team-leading no earned runs in 15 games, a streak that began on July 29th. So the last time he gave up a run was in late July, and here we are in late September. He's tied the longest streak in the PCL this year. Mauricio Yovera of Sacramento did that. And his teammate, J.B. Wendelken, has a 12-game scoreless streak, which is second in the league. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that's a strike. He got one in there. 1-1 on McCann, 95 miles an hour. So Stumpo has been Eckersley-esque of late. But here we are, 1-1. Barrera, good speed at first. eight steals. The stretch by Stumpo. The 1-1. There goes Barrera. The pitch is high. Throw to second base. He goes in head first, and he's in there. Luis Barrera steals second base. That's a big, big steal for Barrera. For you, that's his ninth steal in 12 tries.
And he always seems to do it at the most opportune moments late in games, because that 90-foot advancement with the lack of offense tonight is massive.
2-1. Barrera carries the game-tying groceries at second base with nobody out on the bottom of the ninth inning. The 2-1. McCann swings at an outside fastball, dribbles it foul near the plate. It is 2-2. Well, now that Barrera is at second, that lessens the likelihood of a double play. It would appear a lot more likely that Kevin Smith will bat.
Absolutely. And for McCann, you're just trying to pull something here. Obviously, with two strikes, you want to put it in play. But if you can help it, something to the right side and through would score Barrera more often than not.
Or at least move him over. Here's the 2-2 now on the way. He tried to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt. He went around. Strike three. McCann a little bit over-anxious. That pitch was nowhere near the zone. And Stumpo's only thrown a couple of strikes after all. But the appeal, and over at third, Chris Marco said he swung. That's a huge out. He did not advance the runner. The batter, Mickey McDonald now. Brandon Reardon came down to have a word with a plate ump, Dane Ponczak. McDonald, here's the numbers on Mickey. Mickey tonight has grounded out, walked, then he drove one to left center. Center fielder Fletcher in the seventh inning cruised over, and the ball went off his glove for an error. Then he scored on the double by Soderstrom. Barrera at second, one out. McDonald waiting. The stretch by Stumpo and the pitch. It's slider down low, ball one. Down over the plate, but below the knees.
You mentioned the scoreless inning streak for Stumpo. The last time he gave up a run, he gave up three in one inning against Salt Lake on the 27th of July. If you take out that outing, in the months of July, August, and September, he's given up one run total.
Mm-hmm. All right, 1-0 on McDonald, hitting 285. Fastball crackles in there for a strike in the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. 1-1. On deck, the aforementioned Kevin Smith. And then you would love, obviously, for a chance for Soderstrom to come up. We'll see how it goes. Barrera at second, one out. The 1-1 pitch. And that is a called strike. And it's 1-2 on McDonald.
One thing of note tonight, and you can't rely on it 100%, no challenges yet for either team. Why not take a shot late in this game? You still have three to work with if you're Las Vegas.
3-2, Reno. One out, ninth inning. The pitch. That's in the dirt. He buried that slider at 87. Good save by Maroglio. Otherwise, Barrera, with his speed, is at third base easily. The count is 2-2 on Mickey McDonald.
Well, and that pitch right there, the difference between the comfortability level for McDonald versus a guy like McCann, who's just now up here trying to prove himself. That was a similar pitch that McCann tried to hold up on a check swing. McDonald spit on that right out the hand. He knew that one was going to be low.
Barrera at second. One out, bottom of the ninth, 3-2 Reno. Stumpo delivers. And it's foul back. That was a cutter at 88, and Mickey stayed with it and fought it off. 2-2 to count. We're in the ninth inning. Three runs, just two hits. One error for Reno. Las Vegas, two runs, five hits, and one error. Barrera at second base. The outfield about straight away. Not too deep. Breeze blows out to right. 2-2 stretch, and the pitch. All the way to the backstop. Racing for third is Barrera. And it's 3-2 on Mickey McDonald.
What a trip around the base pass for Barrera. Put on a four-pitch walk. Stole second base, and it was a huge swipe when he did so. And now advancing to third.
That's a wild pitch.
A wild pitch by Stumpo.
Now it's 3-2. So the infield has to come in now. Smith and Alexander on the right side. Tucker and Kennedy on the left side. 3-2 to McDonald. Big chopper to second. Here comes Barrera. The throw home. He slides, and he is out. That was a very close play at the plate. Barrera's left hand was going across the plate when the tag was applied, and Fran Reardon is all over the plate umpire, Dane Ponczak, on that. Watching on the replay, didn't get the first one. See if they score, if they show it again. Because there is one out, he's running on contact. No way we're going to see from this angle. No way.
That
angle doesn't help.
That is tough. I mean, that's why you draw the infield in. Both sides doing exactly what they wanted. McDonald hit a high chopper. It allowed Barrera to try the advancement. Let's take a look.
Bang, bang, play. It looked like his left hand was touching the plate as the tag was applied. And that's the call. Barrera's out. Two down.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You get a really good look if you're tuned into our MILB.TV feed. Of course, we've got the benefit of the replay and taking a look three, four, five times at it. I don't know. I think the hand was in there.
It might have been. Smith, meanwhile, comes up the last hope for the Aviators. He needs a double for the cycle, but no matter what, they want him to get on any way he can with Soto's from on deck. He has single, tripled, and homered in this game, and he has struck out. Slider, ball one. 3-2 Reno on a very close play. Luis Pereira thrown out at home by second baseman Blaze Alexander and the ground ball by Mickey McDonald. McDonald has great speed. He's the tying run at first. 1-0 on Smith. The pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss at 96, and it's 1-1 on Smith. Backs out of there.
He was waiting on something soft. That heater blown right by him. Smith has not had many fastballs pushed by him in his hot hitting ways as of late.
1-1. The outfield straightaway a little deeper than usual. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider. Smith was nowhere near that pitch. It is 1-2. And now the Aviators have only one strike to spare in this game. Stumpo, right foot on the rubber, looking in at Maroglio for a sign. McDonald set to run like the one on anything with two out. He's the tying run. Smith waiting on the 1-2 pitch. There goes Mickey. Swing and a miss, strike three. Reno wins 3-2. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between Dollar Loan Center's locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be. You walk in, it's a beautiful atmosphere, DLC radio's cranked up, and immediately, you feel comfortable and welcome.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Loveseats, download the app to download Loveseats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share love. Loveseats, share the love. Loveseats.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. Reno wins it 3-2 to improve to 79-62. Three runs, only two hits. That's it. But they won. One error, they left four. The Aviators are now 69-74. Two runs, five hits, and one error, leaving seven men on base in this game. And the Reno overwhelming dominance over the Aviators continues. They are now 19-7 in head-to-head matchups against Las Vegas this year. The Aviators just trying to hang on to second place, but I don't know whether or not they will do that. That remains to be seen. So the winning pitcher, Paul Fry, the save to Mitchell Stumpo, the loss to Hogan Harris, and it was a Dominic Fletcher home run that won the game for the Reno Aces. The Aviators had a home run from Kevin Smith. $5,780 paid to see it. 2 hours, 22 minutes on the time on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. We'll take a quick glance at this one and get you updated on the scores after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'm about to change your life with just one word. Ready? Purple. Purple mattresses are unlike anything else you've ever slept on. Purple's breathable GelFlex construction lets you sleep softly but firmly. Support with flexibility. There's absolutely nothing else like it out there. Your shoulders will love it. Your back will love it. Your hips will love it. You'll love it. And right now at Best Mattress, get up to a $300 instant gift with a purchase of a Purple mattress. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
It is I, Point Stephanie.
goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in thy daily frozen parade and laying on thy automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander Card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander Card through the Credit One Bank Travel Partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Steiner's, new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Reno wins this one 3-2. Aviators got on the board in the first inning on a Kevin Smith home run off Blake Workman. And then Reno tied it in the fourth inning when Hogan Harris, who pitched well but did not cover home plate, with a runner at second base on a wild pitch, and because he didn't cover, the runner scored all the way from second base. That would come back to haunt the Aviators later on. It was a 1-1 game into the fifth. Then Fletcher hit a two-run home run after Camden Dusenak had singled against Harris. Honeywell came in, and Fletcher homered. That made it 3-1. That bases didn't score. They even threatened to score after that, as the Aviators' bullpen generally did a very good job, but the Aviators could only get one more run back. That was in the seventh inning. Mickey McDonald reached on an error and scored in a double by the rookie Tyler Soderstrom. And then the Aviators threatened the ninth inning against Mitchell Stumpo. Luis Pereira walked, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch after Kyle McCann struck out. Then with the infield in, Mickey McDonald hit a chopper to the second baseman, Blaze Alexander. Pereira, running on contact with the infield in and one out, went in head first. His left hand touched home plate as he was tagged by Marolio, a call that easily could have gone either way. But he was called out, and that was it. Kevin Smith struck out with Soderstrom on deck, and the Aces win this one by a count of 3-2. Off some scores for you next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
It is I, Point Stephanie, goddess of points. If you are in a rental chariot driving along the coast, I congratulate you. But if you are stuck in thy daily frozen parade and laying on thy automatic trumpet, I suggest an escape using the Wander Card from Credit One Bank. Earn points on eligible hotels and car rentals booked with your Wander Card through the Credit One Bank Travel Partner. Points abound at creditonebanktravel.com. Life ever rewarded.
Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
as El Paso takes a one-game lead over Oklahoma City with four games left in that series when they beat Oklahoma City by a score of 9-8. It'll be either Oklahoma City or El Paso here to play Reno in the playoffs for the PCL. Sugarland beat Albuquerque. That was a 4-3 final from earlier. And Tacoma beat Round Rock 7-6. Well, that now means that the Aviators have company. They were in second place for a very long time. Now they are tied with the Tacoma Rainiers for second place. And the Aviators would love to finish in second place, but now they're tied. Salt Lake beat Sacramento. That was a 12-6 final from earlier. In the meantime, we will turn our attention to the major leagues now and give you the scores. San Diego, a 1-0 win over St. Louis. Oakland beat the Mariners 2-1. The Diamondbacks in the eighth inning are leading at Los Angeles over the Dodgers. That is a 6-1 score in that one. Giants beat the Rockies 6-1. Kansas City top Minnesota 5-2. Cleveland defeated the White Sox 8-2. Texas knocked off the Angels 7-2. Baltimore beat Detroit 8-1. The Yankees beat Pittsburgh 14-2. Phillies top Toronto 4-3. Houston defeated Tampa 5-2. Boston a loser in Cincinnati against the Reds. Reds win that one over the Red Sox 5-1. Cubs beat the Marlins 4-3. Brewers blanked the Mets 6-0. And the Washington Nationals defeated the Atlanta Braves by a score of 3-2. I'll be back with a little more from Las Vegas Ballpark right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
All right, welcome back. Well, tomorrow, the last $2 beer night at Las Vegas Ballpark in 2022. Come on out and enjoy the $2 beers as the Aviators will try to get back. A tough one tonight as they allowed only two hits, but they lost the ball game by a count of 3-2. Jeff Criswell will make his AAA debut tomorrow, coming up from the lower minors where he was 4-9 this year with a 4.01 ERA, averaging better than a strikeout per inning. Criswell, who's from Portage, Michigan, went to University of Michigan, a former Wolverine, Oakland second-round pick in the 2020 draft, the 58th overall pick in the nation. He's 6'4", 225, 23 years old. He'll make the start tomorrow as the Aviators try to get in the win column against righty Danny Olivero, who's 1-0 with a 3.63 ERA for the Reno Aces. Want to thank Joe, our studio producer, back in the Lotus headquarters for his fine work producing this game. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in this evening. Until tomorrow night, for Matt and Everett, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, where tonight Reno defeated the Aviators 3-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Scott Seidenberg gave on the show a couple weeks ago about really shopping around for the best line and things like that, some extra juice on some lines, things like that. So here's the story. To begin the NFL year, DraftKings launched an early win up 10 promotion on select games. The concept was simple. If the team you bet on goes up by 10 points at any moment during the game, your bet automatically cashes. I want to know the person who came up with this idea and how he still has a job. He can't. According to Action Network's Avery Yang, that led to the